theyeshiva.net.
Good evening, everybody. Baruchim Aboyim. I can't really see anybody because of the glaring lights, but it feels certainly like a festive atmosphere. And I also want to thank our dear friend, Rabbi Nachum Ben Shimon, the king of footages, who brought us together here on this special night of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and our dear friend Reb Mendel Mintz for his extraordinary leadership, not only for this but for much more. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. Tonight, we're going to learn a sicha known as Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel. Actually, Kuntres Be'inyin Mikdash Ma'ad Zeh Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel, which is a term from Masechta Megillah, Daf Chaf Tes, as we will see. This Kuntres was published at the end of the month of Cheshvan, this time of the year, 28 years ago, Chafmar Cheshvan, Tovshin Nun Beis. That's towards the end of 1991. It was compiled and edited based on the nucleus of a few of the sichas of the Rebbe, as mentioned in the Pesach Dover, Shabbos Noyach, Tovshin Mem Zayin, Shabbos Pinchas, Tovshin Nun Aleph, Chav Chesivin, Tovshin Nun Aleph, Va'oid. And based on ideas developed from many more talks and addresses and sichas of the Rebbe. Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to try to go through the entire Kuntres. It's not that short, but I hope to be able to go through it, including at least some of the Ha'aras, some of the footnotes. But I think, as in anything you learn, especially a sicha, context is extremely important to be able to really understand and comprehend the subject. So I asked Rabbi Nachum, who printed this Kuntres so beautifully, to also compile a few Marim Mekaymas on which this Sikha is based, both in Torah Shebiksav, Yecheskel, Torah Shebaalpeh, the Gemara Masechta Megillah, Sugya Megillah, and the Marsha on the Gemara over there. Let's begin with Yecheskel, because these psukim and Yecheskel are really the basis of the entire theme of the whole Kuntres. You can see it, the first source, Yecheskel, Perik Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet, Vayihi Dvar Adonai Elai Lemer. Yecheskel says, Hashem spoke to me, Ben Adam, Achecha, Achecha, Anshigu, Losecha, V'chol Beis Yisrael, Kuloi, Asher Amrulem, Yoshvi Yerushalayim, Rachaku Me'al Adinoi, Lonu Hui Nitno Ha'oretz L'may Rasha. What happened at that time, a little of the history, Yecheskel HaNavi lived during the era of the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, through the Babylonians, through Nebuchadnezzar. Destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash happened in the secular calendar, 586 BCE, 586 before the Common Era. In our, the Jewish calendar, Gimel Alafim Shin Lamed Ches, 3338 since creation. It's an easy number to remember because it's Gimel Shilach, the year that Hashem expelled, he sent away the Jewish people from Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. Gimel Shin Lamed Ches, 3,338 since creation, or the equivalent would be 423 before the Common Era. I know I said 586, it's a discrepancy of 150 years, which is one of the great mysteries of Jewish history, how this discrepancy came about, but it's beyond the subject of this year. Yecheskel HaNavi was the prophet, one of the prophets of the time. And Yecheskel HaNavi in this Nevuah was lamenting, he was talking to Hashem and terrified that this will be the end of the Jewish people. See, we're living so many years later, but it's important to go back a moment, at least in our imagination. there are no words to describe the depth of the crisis that took over the Jewish world after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. You have to understand that for hundreds of years, close to 1,000 years, there was always a center of Jewish life, the epicenter, the spiritual focus of Jewish life. First for a few hundred years in a Mishkan, mostly in Shiloh, 369 years, but then for 410 years in Yerushalayim, the city that David conquered and built, and Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash. 410 years is a long time, where all of Jewish life focused on one place. There was the Aliyah L'Regel, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, and even though there was civil strife and there were two kingdoms, Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Yisrael, after Shlomo's death, but still, there was this one spiritual epicenter, the place of the Shechina in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash, and all of this is now gone. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, Yerushalayim is decimated, the Jewish people are exiled. It wasn't only the crisis in terms of life and death and suffering, of course. It wasn't only the military and political crisis that they lost their country, they lost their commonwealth, they lost their independence, of course. But equal, or maybe even more powerful, was the loss of a spiritual center, the heartbeat of Jewish life. And Yechezkel, therefore, on behalf of the Jewish people, expresses dread and fear of what's the future of the Jewish people. So Hashem tells him, the Jews who are stayed in Yerushalayim are saying that they will remain there forever, and all the Jews who were exiled, they're gone, they're lost, they'll assimilate. Says Pasuk Tazayin, Lochein Emor, Koya Mar Adonai Elohim, Ki Hirchaktim Bagoyim V'chi Afitzoisim Ba'arotzois, Va'ei Lohem L'Migdosh Ma'at Ba'arotzois Asher Bo'usham. Tell them that Hashem said, even though I allowed them to go far away among the nations, and even though I scattered them among many countries, I will become for them a miniature Beis HaMikdash. I will become for them a miniature sanctuary in all of the lands and countries where they will arrive. And it's in this pasuk where a new phrase and a new concept and a new reality is introduced into Jewish life. Like always, today we take it for granted. But at this point, it was an absolute revolution, and it transformed the landscape of Jewish history forever. It's the phenomenon we call today a shul, a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash. Nowhere in the Tanakh till this point is there ever a commandment to build shuls, to go to shuls, to visit shuls, to learn in shuls, to daven in shuls, to be together in shuls. That's not a phenomenon that exists. There is something called Makom Asheyivchar Hashem L'shaken Shmoy Shom in Parshas Re'eh, which we would call the Beis HaMikdash. Here for the first time, Hashem tells Yechezkel something new is emerging in the Jewish world and Jewish life. What is that? In every country where they will arrive, even if they will be far, far away from their homeland, even if they will be scattered in the whole world, there will be a Mikdash Ma'at, a miniature Beis HaMikdash that will be transplanted, so to speak, a miniature microcosm of the central Beis HaMikdash in every single country. And as a result of that, the divine presence, the Shekhinah, will never, ever depart from them. Today, one can look back and appreciate how this changed Jewish history. It was the first time such a phenomenon was introduced by the Jewish people. Certainly, it didn't exist by any nation, by any religion, by any tribe. This was a completely new phenomenon. And it was based on the idea that will be developed later. The words by the Mishkan, V'asu l'migdash v'shachanti b'soy chom, not b'soy choy. As the Al-Sheikh says, I will dwell among them, not in it. Indicating that if Hashem is everywhere, the Shekhinah is not limited to one place, fixed, and that's it. But wherever Jews will gather and create a space where they open their hearts
and open their souls and open their minds towards each other and towards their Creator, that becomes a mini Beis HaMikdash in which the Shekhinah will dwell. These words in Yechezkel changed everything. And how can you estimate what the shul did for the Jewish people since this moment in Jewish history till today, in every country, in every city, in every shtetl, in every community? It became the hub, it became the place of inspiration, it became the place of davening, the place of learning, as the sikha will develop. Take a look for a moment in Targum Yoinason. Targum Yoinason is on the left side. How does he translate the pasuk? I said a shul. The pasuk doesn't say a shul. The pasuk says mikdash mat. Says the Targum Yoinason in middle. V'chein kidinan amar Hashem alekim arei echaktinunun levene amamaya arei bedartinun b'medinoso. I have distanced them into many nations and countries. V'yahavis lohoin boteich nishto tinyun lebeis mikdashi. I have given them shuls, places of gathering. Knishta means knesses, places of kinos, gathering. Second tinyan. Tinyan in Aramaic means second. Lebeis mikdashi. V'inun kize'eib medinosa desgiliu l'samon. This will be like a miniature Beis HaMikdash in any country where they were exiled to. That's why Rashi says on the word lemikdash ma'at, lebateich knishta de'inun yosvin Tanyan lebeis mikdasha, quoting the Targum Yoinason, Hashem says, I will create for them little Beis HaMikdashes. Those are the shul second to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's how the Mefarshim explains this. And as we'll soon see, the Gemara says this in Masechta Megillah. Because what is this Mikdash Ma'at? So we saw the Targum, we saw Rashi. Open now up the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, your second source. Chaf Tes Amad Aleph. This is close to the end of the Masechta. I'm going to read through the Gemara a little fast, and then we'll begin inside. The Marsha will do a little later. Be'ezer Hashem. Take a look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Around 10 lines from the top. The line starts, Laman. 13 lines from the top. The line starts, Laman de Masni, Leis Leis Shiura. Tanya, Braisa says, Reb Shimon ben Yechai Yomer, everybody knows this Gemara, Bayurei kama chavivin Yisrael ufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shebechal makom shegalu shchini iman. Shimon ben Yechai says, come and see how beloved the Jewish people are before Hashem. Wherever they went into Golos, wherever they went into exile, the Shechina came with them. Golol Mitzrayim, they were exiled to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. Shechina iman, says Reb Shimon ben Yechai. Shenamar, he brings a pasuk. Hanigloi nigleisi lebeis avicha biyosem Mitzrayim v'goyimer, a pasuk from Shmuel Aleph. I have revealed myself to your father, to the home of your father when he was in Egypt. Golol lebavel shechina iman, shenamar lemanchem shulachti bavela, because of you I was sent. The Shechina was sent in Bavel. Don't think it's one way. When they went to Golos, the Shechina went with them. When they're going to be redeemed, the Shechina is also going to be with them. Shechina goes into exile with them, and the Shechina experiences Geula with them. Shenemar, v'shav Hashem alekecha shvuscha v'richamecha. V'heishiv loy nemar ele v'shav melamet shakadosh baruch hu shav iman mebein ha-goluyos. Doesn't say Hashem will return, will bring back the exiles. It says, Veshav Hashem, not Veheshav, not he will bring them back. He will return, Veshav, he himself will return with the exiles from the Golias. Frek de Gemara, Bebovel Hecha. You just said that when they went to Bovel, the Shechina went with them. Where? Where is the Shechina in Bovel? Where is the Shechina in Bovel? What's the question? Where is the Shechina? The Shechina is everywhere. So the Marsha in Chidushei Agadas explains. It's going to be quoted in the Sicha. I'm not going to read it inside now, but I'm telling you what the Marsha says. What's pshat in the question? It says, what does it mean, Shechina iman? Wherever, when they weren't in Bavel, the Shechina wasn't there. The Shechina is everywhere. Maloi chalor, it's kvoida. The pshat is, Galul above Shechina iman means that even in Bavel, the Shechina lives with them. The Jewish people are still connected to the Shechina. It's not that Hashem is everywhere, but it's completely not accessible. Shechina Iman means the Shechina of the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim comes with them. Jews can live with God also in Galus. This Abaye says, Heche, where is that primary place in Bavel where there's this special Hisgalus, where one can tap into the divine presence, to the divine consciousness, to the inner soul of the cosmos of existence. That's how the Marsha explains it. Amar Abaye bebeichnishte duhutzol. The shul in a place, a town in Bavel, present-day Iraq, called Hutzol. And one more place. Ubebeichnishte the Shaf v'Yosef ben Ardo. A shul named Shaf and Yosef in the city of Nehardo. What does it mean? Shaf v'Yosef ben Ardo? In some places in Gemara Rashi says that was the name of the shul. It had a name, Shaf v'Yosef. Here Rashi says, fascinating interpretation. We already have it in a letter of Reb Shreir Gaon and in Aruch. Rashi says as follows, take a look. It's the third line from the top in the Breit Teshuras for Rashi. The Shav Yosef. What does Shav and Yosef mean? Shav means removed. Yosef means sits, dwells. Beis HaKnesses, the Shav, it was removed. The Yosef, and it came, it arrived, it settled. Zok Rashi, a fascinating story. Ubana Yechanya v'sayato me'avonim v'afor she'iviyu iman begalusam lekayem ashenem akiratu avodeches avoneh v'safore yechoneinu. Yechanya was the king of Judea, the king of Yehuda. As everybody knows, the pasuk in Megillah, 11 years before Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and exiled the other Jews, he first exiled Yechanya. He also exiled many of the great Talmidei Chachamim and the Nevi'im, including Mordechai. Asher Higla, what we say in the Megillah, Im Hagoyla, Asher Hugla, with Nechanya Melech Yehuda through Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel. Yechanya and his Chevra and his group don't leave, Stam. Rashi says, they take the stones, they take the earth from Yerushalayim. Reb Hai Gaon says, it wasn't only from Yerushalayim, it was from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Har HaBayis, and they bring it with them to Bavel. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, your servants cherished the stones in the earth. Mazel Tov. With this stone, these stones and this earth, they build a new shul. Where? In Arda. So what's this shul called? Shaf v'Yosef. What's Pshat Shaf? It's not a shul that was built here from local with a local contractor, from local material. This is a shul that was physically, the fabric, the material, the chaymer, the stones and the earth was removed, the mortar, the clay was removed from the Beis HaMikdash and brought to Narda, and this became the shul in Narda. Says Abaye, this is the Bavel Heicha, this is the Galul Bavel Shechina Iman. There's the shul of Hutzal, and there's the shul of Yashiv, the Shav Yosef ben Arda. So another Rashi elsewhere in Shas, where Rashi says that it was destroyed a few times and rebuilt in Arda. That's why it's called Shav Yosef. It was removed, it was destroyed, and they brought it back, rebuilt it and destroyed and rebuilt it. In addition to what Rashi says here. Just for the sake of reference, where is Narda? Narda is in Bavel. It's associated today with a city in Iraq known as Anbar, A-N-B-A-R, which was either adjacent or identical to the Babylonian city Nahardo, which was a major city of Jewish life after the Golos of Bayis Rishon and continuing throughout the Jewish stay in Bavel. It's a short distance from the present day very famous town of Fallujah, which is better known to many yeshiva bochim here as Pumpedissa. But Fallujah and Pumpedissa are similar, right? They're both strange names. And they're also similar, but it's not for now. Narda is very close to Fallujah and Pumpedissa, which is a central city in a city in central Iraq. This is Narda. Narda, therefore, was the place where Yechonya built his shul, and it remains. It remains for a long time. It's very close to the Euphrates River. Just an interesting piece of history. In the 1100s, there was a Jew named Binyamin Mitudela who travels around and he chronicles his travels. And he claims that he was in Narda and the remnants of the shul, this is the 1100s, the remnants of the shul of Yechonya Melech Yehuda, this shul, the Shavu Yosef, are still there. And throughout the decades and centuries afterwards, there were many different stories of reports about the shul in Narda. Says Abaye, this is where the Shechin is. Don't think I mean here and here. No. Zimnin hacha, v'zimnin hacha. Sometimes it's in the shul of Hutzel, Beknisht of Hutzel, and sometimes it's in the shul of Shav Yosef ben Ahardo. The Gemara tells a story, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Tesili, I give myself credit. It's a schus for me. The chimerichikne parsa ailono matzlina osam. Even if I'm far a parsa is approximately a kilometer, a half a mile, a little more than a half a mile. Even if I'm close, a half a mile away from Hutzel or Narda, I make sure it's a charein chapin. Say a tefillah there. Abaye says, tasteily, I don't lose an opportunity. If I'm a parsa, if I'm five parsas away, 10 parsas away, I don't do it. But if I'm within a parsa, I go in there and I daven, because that's the shchini iman and bava. The father of Shmuel and Levi was sitting in this shul of Narda. As yeshchina, the shchina arrived. Now you want to know what that means. The Shechina arrived. The Shechina arrived obviously means there was some type of revelation of the Shechina. Shamu kol riksha. They heard a commotion. Now I assume if I was sitting there, I wouldn't hear anything. To be able to hear a commotion and know it's the Shechina, you had to be the father of Shmuel and Levi. And what happens? Come over nafgu. They left. It was too intense. Reb Sheshes of Yosef Beknishesh of Yosef Ben Arda. Reb Sheshes was also sitting there one day. As Yishchina, v'loy nafak. Psheshes is not going anywhere. As it's, also Malachi Asher has become a vassal. The angels come and they're scaring him. Amar lefonav, ribonai shaloylam. The Psheshes says, Master of the universe, olu v'sheinai olav, mi nidchem ipnei mi. If you have somebody who's on olav is, how do we say it in English? A struggling soul. And not a struggling soul. Who has the right of way? The Psheshes couldn't see. The Psheshes didn't have an easy life. Says, the Malachim are here. They want me to go away. They want to be here. Who goes away for whom? An Olav or Shein Olav? Omar Lahu, Hashem said to the Malachim, Shafku, Ketavek, leave him alone. You get out of shul. You let the Psheshes stay here with the Shechina. Okay. So we have here the conclusion of Reb Shimon ben Yochai told us, Golu lebavel shchina iman, Abaye. Reb Shimon ben Yochai lived in Eretz Yisrael. But Abaye, who lived hundreds of years after Reb Shimon ben Yochai was from the Tanoim. Abaye is the fourth generation of Amirayim, still lives in Bavel, even though this is already way after Churban Bayis Sheni. Abaye says there's a shul in Hutzel, there's a shul in Narda, that's where the Shechina is, and that's where I go to daven whenever I can if I'm within a parsa from this shul. Zog de Gemara Vait, Va'ehi lahem lemigdosh ma'at. Now you already know what this is. The Gemara is quoting a pasuk in Yecheskel. Hashem says, I'm going to become a miniature Beis HaMikdash. Amar Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yitzchak said, Eilu bate kneisiyos ubate medrashos shebebavel. What's this mikdash ma'at? It's the shuls, the places of gathering for davening and the places of learning in Babylonia, in Bavel, present day Iraq. That is the mikdash ma'at Hashem was referring to when he told Yecheskel Anavi, don't worry. There was a catastrophe, there was a crisis, there was devastation. But don't think the relationship is over. Don't think hope is over. Don't think redemption is over. there was a new phenomenon I described earlier, Batei Knesiyos, Batei Midrashos Shebavel. Rebbe Elazar, says, Zeh Beis Rabbeinu Shebavel. Now you know where the expression comes from. Mikdash Ma'at is referring to a particular house. Beis Rabbeinu Shebavel, the house of our Rebbe in Bavel. Who's the house of our Rebbe? Zakrashi? Beis Rabbeinu Rav. Rav was the first generation of Amirayim. He was the transition period between Tanoim and Amirayim. He was a student of the great Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the editor of the Mishnah, who lived around 150 years, 130 years after the Churban of the second Beis Hamikdash, and gave us the Mishnah. He's called Rebbe. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. His student, who becomes the first generation of Amirayim and moves back to Bavel, to Babylonia, where he was born, is called Rav. He's the Rav. He's like the Rebbe of the generation. The Nasi Hador, the spiritual leader of Torah of the generation. And Rav builds a famous big yeshiva in a city in Bavel called Sura. That's where Rav builds his yeshiva. And as a result of that, Rebbe Elazar says, where's the Mikdash Ma'at? Hashem promises a Mikdash Ma'at. You know where? It's the house. Today, where is it? Rav didn't live in the times of Yecheskel. Yecheskel is the end of Bayis Rishon. Rav is a few hundred years after Bayis Sheni. So you're dealing with hundreds of years. But where's the Mikdash Ma'at today? The Belozer says, it's the house of Rabbeinu in Bavel. Rav was the Rosh Hashiva of Sura. By the way, Rav had a colleague, Shmuel. He was the Rosh Hashiva of, he came from Nehardo. That's where the other shul was. Right? We learned about the father of Shmuel being in that shul. Abaya, who speaks about Hutzal and Nehardo. Abaya was the Rosh Hashiva of Pumpedissa, which is Fallujah, which is very close to Anbar Nahardo. That's why Abaya said, whenever I could, I chab zecharayin in Nahardo. Just I'm giving some context of history so it brings it more to life. Darash Rava. Rava says, my diksiv, the pasuk says, everybody knows this pasuk, tefillah l'moshe isha elikim, Adonai moin ata yisalona b'dor v'dor. Hashem, you have been a home for us in every generation. So, Rava, my diksiv, Hashem moin ata yisalonu, elu batei knesiyos ubatei midrashos. This is how Hashem has been a home for us in every generation, a home where Hashem is. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Mireish hava yigirisna bebeisu matzlina bebeiknishta, kivin deshamis lahadik amar David Hashem ahafti moim beisecha, hava yigirisna bebeiknishta. Abaya says, I used to learn in my house and daven in shul. Then when I heard this idea that the shul and the Beis Medrash is the home of Hashem, Abaya says, now I daven where I learn, and I learn where I daven. Last piece of this sugya. Tanya, a new brais. Rebbe Elazar HaKapor Oimer. Rebbe Elazar HaKapor says, Rebbe Elazar HaKapor was a Tana. Some people say he's Bar Kapora. Some people say he's the father of Bar Kapora. He was a friend of Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, he said. Asidin Bodek Nesiyos Ubatei Midrashos Shebavel Sheyikavu Be'eretz Yisrael. One day in the future when Mashiach comes, all the shuls in Batei Medrash and Bavel are going to be settled and established. We're in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, this not everybody knows. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, and he brings a fascinating Pasuk from Yirmiyahu. Ki chetavar baharim uchecharmel biyom yavoi, as the tavar among mountains and the karmel among mountains pass through the sea. V'haloi dvorim kal v'choymer, as Rashi explains this. L'madnu sh'over karmel esayam ve'mosei hoya b'shas matan teira. Rashi explains this, that Chazal understood from these psukim that these two mountains crossed the sea during matan teira. They came to experience matan teira. V'haloi dvorim kal v'choymer matover v'karmel sh'lebo el l'fishol l'lme teira nikvoyim b'eretz Yisrael b'tei knesiyos u'b'tei midrashos sh'koyrenum arbitzim b'en teira al achas kama v'chama. If these two mountains who only came a little bit, they wanted to hear Torah, nonetheless, as a result of that, they become established in Eretz Yisrael. Certainly the shuls in Bavel, where you sit and learn and spread and disseminate Torah, certainly one day they will all be transferred from Bavel, and Yikvu, they will be established by Eretz Yisrael. This is a sugya of Gemara. The Gemara has one more drash on this inyan, and then goes off to discuss
the halachas of Bate Knesiyas and the next Mishnah about Rosh Chodesh Adar Shecholiyas B'Shabbos. This is more or less a self-contained Agada, Sugya of Agadata, at the end of Masechta Megillah, toward the end of the fourth chapter, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. At first glance, we have a lot of different ideas that are not necessarily so connected with each other, more a loose connection. Starts off with Reb Shimon ben Yochai telling us the Shechina went into Bavel, goes to Abaya telling us we're in Bavel, tells us stories about two people who were in the shuls in Bavel and the Shechina came, continues to speak about the Mikdash Ma'at, an argument if it's the shuls or if it's Beis Rabbeinu, tells us about Rava and Abaya learning about the value of a Beis Medrash where he wants to daven, and then goes off to a new subject that one day all these shuls will be relocated to Eretz Yisrael. This is the Gemara. Now let's begin the Kuntres Beis Rabbeinu Shebabava. I hope now the words Beis Rabbeinu Shebabava resonate. You see exactly their origin, their source. It's always geschmack, and you learn something to know the mucker, to learn the mucker inside, to see, then you have a much broader and comprehensive picture. It's always a suggestion to everybody, whenever you learn anything, whatever you learn Gemara, Pasuk is quoted, you look up the Pasuk, you learn Rashi, you learn the Mitzudas David, you learn Mitzudas Si, you learn the Radak, you learn other Mefarshim. It gives you a breitka, it gives you an appreciation of any concept, any inyan. That's why the Rebbe wanted always Mara Mekaymas on every Sikh. Let's look inside Se'if Aleph. Now, you're going to have now throughout the Sikha dozens and dozens and dozens of quotes. But you already know all these quotes. So you think I was just learning something else. As a result of learning this, we'll avoid explaining all these quotes because it's going to be quoted again and again and again throughout the whole, throughout much of the Sikha. Aleph. Ala Pasik on the Pasik. On this pasuk in Yecheskel, what is the pasuk telling us? Shagam bechutz laretz baratzes asher bosham. B'mokoy mubizman hagolus, in the place of galus and at the time of galus, yesh noy mikdash ma'at me'ein v'dugmas hamikdash hagadla b'Yerushalayim. There is still a miniature beis hamikdash, which is a mirror, a reflection, a continuum of the big, the great Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. That's a quote from the Mitzudas David on the Pasuk Yisiyah Ara 2. Tanyin Sheini LeBeis Mikdasha. You should already know where that is. Ara 3. Targum Yoinison. Upirish Rashi Ala Pasuk. So he brings both from the Mitzudas and the Targum and Rashi, who explain this is not just some cute substitute. It's actually a continuum. It's a sheni, it's a mirror, it's a continuum in microcosm of the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, it doesn't have the same halachas. Nobody's being makriv karbonis over there. But there's the kedusha over there that reflects somewhat the Beis HaMikdash. Isa b'gemara, on this the Gemara says in Megillah Chavtas, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Eilu bat ekneisiyus u bat medrasa shebebavel. But Reb Elazar Amar, Zeh Beis Rabbeinu shebebavel. This is the house of Rav, Rabbeinu, as he says in the other five from Rashi, Rav, in Bavel. V'yesh loymar, says the Rebbe, you could say, Shereb Yitzchak v'Reb Elazar loy pligi. When you learn it literally, it looks like they're arguing. Reb Yitzchak says, what's Mikdash Ma'at? Any shul in Bavel is a Mikdash Ma'at. Reb Elazar says, no, don't push it. There's one shul. Beis Rabbeinu Shereb Bavel is the only Mikdash Ma'at. That's how you would learn. But Pashtus, you may learn that way. Says v'yesh loymar, that's not Pshan in the Gemara. They're not arguing. Hainu, gam ledas Rebbe Elazar nekroyim kol botek nisiz ubotem medrashah shebebavel mikdash mat. Sapshat Rebbe Elazar felt that no shul is a mikdash mat. Also Rebbe Elazar embraces completely the idea that the Targum Yoinason already teaches us that every shul and every beis medrash and bavel is a miniature beis hamikdash. It's a place where Hashem is present and manifested. You could connect to Him. You can experience a relationship with Hashem. It's a place of kedusha. V'gam l'das Reb Yitzchak ikru shleimus in the mikdash matu beis rabbeinu. And Reb Yitzchak, the first mandama, would also agree that there's something special about beis rabbeinu in terms of mikdash mat. What's the yisoy to say this? So he explains, what is beis rabbeinu? Hatoya rabbeinu, the expression rabbeinu, our rebbe, our teacher, it's for Rav. Why was Rav called Rav? Because he was our rebbe. He was the Rav. He taught et gelernt Yidden, who al shem shemalamet Torah l'talmidim. That's the only justification for the title. No other justification. Ubeis Rabbeinu. What's the Beis Rabbeinu? Habayis sheboy malamed Rabbeinu Torah l'talmidim. That's the place where Rabbeinu functions, where Rabbeinu does what the Rebbe does, the place where he teaches, the place where he inspires, the place where he gives Torah. Who Beis Medrash? Automatically, it's a Beis Medrash. That's a Beis Medrash. It's a Beis Medrash. It's also a Beis Knesset. Abayi Shabayi Miskansim and Avat Talmidim L'Tfilah. Why? Kivon Sha'alimud V'Atfilah Tzorech Lizba Abayi Sechet Gehem Shecha Sugya Havoyi Gristu V'Vech Nishta. In this very Sugya, Abayi explains that he davens where he learns where he davens because of the power of a Beis Medrash, the power of a Beis Knesset. So if it's a Beis Rabbeinu, a place of Torah, it's a place of Tfilah. So when Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Beis Knesset, Batei Knesses, Batei Medrash, the Shebabavel," Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel is the Chaycha Beis Knesses and a Beis Medrash. Umayli, you say the Beis Knesses, Beis Medrash, Beis Rabbeinu. Lagav Shar Batei Knesses, Batei Medrashes. But in this issue itself, a place of davening and learning, there's a special quality in the Beis Medrash of Rav Kedroshes Chazal, like the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Ches, "My Diksiv." My diksiv, what the pasuk says, pasuk in Tehillim, Oyev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikoil Mishkanes Yaakov. I was just remembering the niggun. Hashem loves the gates of Tzion more than all Mishkanes Yaakov. What does this mean? He loves the gates of Yerushalayim more than all the dwelling places of Yaakov. Really, the gates of Tzion are more beloved. What's pshat? So Chazal taich, Oyev Hashem, Sha'orim ha-metsuyonim b'halocha, Yoyisim ibotei kneisiyus ibotei medrashus. Hashem loves the Sha'orim. The Sha'orim are always called, in Chazal already, Torah Shebiksav, L'sra beis dincha, the place of Bezdin. They used to put Bezdin at Shoftim v'shoitim titin lecha b'chol Sha'orecha. So Sha'arei Tzion is the Sha'orim Hamitsuyonim that were designated for halacha, for bezdin, more even than shuls where they daven and where they learn stam things. Why? Because miyoyim shecharav beis hamikdash ein lelakadosh baruch hu v'olam alal al barma shel halacha. From the day of the churban beis hamikdash, what does Hashem have in His world? Where is the shechina most present in the four amas of halacha? In the four amas, where learning is applied. Where learning is brought to halacha, explains the Maharsha on the Gemara. This is a quote from the Maharsha. The Bizman Shabbos Hamikdash Hayakayim Kayim Ayesham Lishkas Hagazah Shemisham Yetsas Halacha Pesuka Al Pisan Hedin V'Imam Vade Ashkina Shruya. Va'achshav Shecharav Beis Hamikdash Oysan Dalar Amas Shal Halacha Mokim Kavua Shemimenu Yetsas Hayrol Anshiyahir V'Lachen Gamat Fili B'Mokim Zedafka Shazel Winyone Shal Beis Rabbeinu. The Maharsha says in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, right near the Beis HaMikdash, on the Harabayas, there was the famous Lishkas HaGozes. Lishkas HaGozes was a chamber where the Sanhedrin met, the Jewish Supreme Court, the main legislative and spiritual leadership of the Jewish people, the 71 members of the Sanhedrin were in the Lishkas HaGozes, and from there came out Torah and Hayrah and Halacha to the Jewish world. There the Shechina was. So the Gemara says, "Miyom shecharav beis hamikdash, where you have those dalet amas shel halacha, where Torah goes out to the Jewish world, that becomes sha'arim mitzuyonim b'halacha, which is even greater than a regular shul and a regular beis medrash where they're learning Torah, whatever they're learning Torah, neviim, ksuvim, pilpul, nister, nigla." The place from where halacha comes out, which is Beis Rabbeinu, this is the concept of the Beis Rabbeinu. So in other words, v'kiv mitzad ha'ilu yamiyuchu the Beis HaKnesses, u'beis ha'medrash v'beis Rabbeinu, l'gai v'shar batek nisiz v'batek medrash v'shar v'bavel, harayu mikdash ma'at ha'ikri, sh'noysen ha'kadosh baruch hu li'yistol b'zman ha'golos, t'murus ha'mikdash ha'golos b'shar b'yishalayim. Oy bazei, the two are not arguing. The Maila Beis Rabbeinu is also a Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash. That's why it's a mikdash ma'at. So what's the argument? It's not an argument, it's two perspectives. Rabbi Yitzchak is telling us, every shul and every beis medrash is ashtikel beis hamikdash.
Every shul and every beis medrash since the Churban becomes a place where kivayachal you can touch the divine. And Rebbe Lazar's Moisef of art in Mikdash Ma'at itself, there's a unique Mikdash Ma'at, the beis Rabbeinu Shem Bavel, which is also a beis Knesset, a beis medrash, but it's accentuated. The Torah is more charged. The Tefillah is more charged. Why? Because it's Sha'arim Mitzuyanim B'Halacha. It's the Dalad Amas Shal Halacha. From where Torah is taught, from where Halacha is taught, which is why you daven in that place. As he says, Yoitzis Mokim Kavur Shemena Yoitzis Ara L'Ansha Yair. That's why, as the Gemara says in Brachas, he brings in 11. Abaye said, I'll only daven where we learn because I want to daven in the Dalet Amishal Halacha where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by Lamai. That's a unique place of Mikdash Ma'at. Mikdash Ma'at Ha'ikri that Hashem gives the Jews in Galus as a substitute in replacement till the Geula comes when they don't have the physical Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. V'yesh lo'haviraya l'chilukei hadregas b'mikdash Ma'at. We can prove this. That there's no one Mikdash Ma'at on one level. There could be many gradations in Mikdash Ma'at. There's Bate Knesiyas, Bate Midrashas, there's the house of Rav and Bavel. Mimashakasu Baschalus Asugi Al Derech Hashras Hashchina Bistob Is Managalus. Let's go back earlier to the Gemara, which we already learned before. What does the Gemara say there? B'chol Ma'akim Shagalu Shchina Iman Galu L'Mitzrayim Shchina Iman Galu L'Bavel Shchina Iman. You already know what this means. I just want to read with you footnote 13. There's two shuls here. The shul of Hutzel is very close to the Beis Medrash that was built by Ezra. Ezra was a Jew who lived in Bavel, and then he made Aliyah back to Yerushalayim to build the second Beis HaMikdash. He had a shul lower than Nahardah. This comes from the Sefer HaAruch, which is a dictionary of all the terms of Chazal, written by Reb Nosson of Rome in the 1100s. Erech Shaf, on the word Shaf. So he speaks about Hutzel, and then the second order we already learned is 14, how Rashi says that they took the stones, and they brought it to Nahardah and built a shul. But look at the end of order 14, Ba'aruch Sham, Yosdua me'avonim va'offer the Isiu bahadayu mebeis hamikdash v'karua shaf v'yosef kiloimar shenasa mikdash v'yoshav sham. Fascinating words of the Aruch. They took the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting. They took the earth of the Beis HaMikdash. They went to Nahardah. They built a shul and they called it shaf v'yosef. Shaf. The Beis HaMikdash moved and came to a new place. Nasa mikdash. V'yoshav sham. That's the two shuls Abaye is talking about. No, what's the proof from here? Hachidush b'shchinei iman. Let's understand. Did Abaye mean that Golul Bavel Shchinei iman is only in two places in the whole Bavel? Abaye mamish argues with Mikdash Ma'at Bate Knesiyas Beis Rabbeinu. He argues with all that. He holds it's only one of two shuls and not even simultaneously. Either this or this, not together. Is that the pshat in the Gemara? It says, "Hachidush b'shchinei iman gam begalusu gilu yashchinei b'mkaymus miyichados kaya mishkan o'mikdash." Again, this is a quote from the Marsha. That in special places, there's a special revelation of the Shechinah. Of course, Shechinei iman. The Shechinah is with everyone, everywhere. But there's places in Galus where there's still a unique hisgalus, a manifestation of holiness. It's easier, let's call it, what do we have today? Sometimes you go, lahavdil, you go to a zone, they'll call it a dead zone. There's no Wi-Fi, there's no connection. Yeah, there's no connection. What's pshat? There's places, it's easier to tap into the energy. Lahavdil, of course. Sometimes you have a place, there's a greater hisgalus. Like in the Mishkan, like in the Beis HaMikdash. That's pshat. That galul abovel, there's still unique places. What's this place? This place is places of learning and davening, like the Gemara will continue saying about Mikdash Ma'at. L'chayr Abaye doesn't argue with that. Al pizeh yesh loymar. If we are right, that Abaye is not in disagreement with this. So when Abaye says heicha, he doesn't mean exclusivity. But the Knesset miyuchadim bebavel, miyuchadim in italic. You know what italic means, yeah? In the Sichus, when a word is underlined, so a word is not bold, and it's not underlined with a line. It's called italic, like this type of font. But that means underlined, emphasized. But the Knesset miyuchadim bebavel, special ones. Abai is talking about even a greater and deeper revelation of the Shechina relative to other shuls. In the words of the Marsha, actually Rashi to Ein Yaakov, this is from Rashi, where it's nikir that it's shayra. You see it more. V'yaseidim is a even more Abaya means, Sheyeshnei Mokim Meyuchad, Echad Yachid Meyuchad, Shehu Tmuras Amigdash Birushalayim, Hamokim Ashayifcher Hashem, Sheboy Iker Hashraz Vigili Ashkina Shalachain, Loitema Hacha Vahacha, Beknishta the Hutzulu, Beknishta the Shaviasa Benarda, Elozimn and Hacha Vazimn and Hacha Mokim Echadafka. Not only that, Abaya is saying even more. Don't say it sometimes here, sometimes here. There's something about a single place that has a unique dimension of a revelation of Shechina, which in Yerushalayim we call Mokem HaSheyivcher Hashem. Doesn't mean the Shechina is not everywhere. Doesn't mean you can't connect to the Shechina everywhere. But it means there's a place where there's a special explosion and revelation of Kedusha, and that's why he says, not Zimn and Hacha, but Zimn and Hacha. It's almost like a substitute. It's still a Mikdash Ma'at. It's not the Beis HaMikdash, but it's a substitute for the Mikdash HaGadol in one place. So that's what Abaya means. What do we see right away? That there's already levels. The Indians and Mudgish Bishmarshal Amakim Benechnishta, the Yas, the Shav, Yasav Ben Arda, Shapir, the Shav, Yasav, who? Shenosa Mikdash, the Yashav Sham. You see it in the name. The Aruch says, as we quoted earlier, the Aruch, Erech Shav, quoted in the Marsha here, as he says in the Adah 21, the Beis HaMikdash traveled, Shav. It moved from here and it came here. Haynu shegili yashchina shayev b'mikdash b'Yerushalayim v'loy b'makom acher nasa v'yasha b'makom miyuchad b'bavel tmuras hamikdash b'Yerushalayim. The place where the Shechina was in the mikdash in Yerushalayim, not in other places, in that place, traveled and relocates kivayachil in a new place as a substitute for the Beis HaMikdash. That's why they're calling it Shaf v'yasev ben Harda. This is not just a shul. This shul is literally a transplant from the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim was physically and spiritually relocated. Physically, the stones in the earth. Spiritually, the Shechina, so to speak, moved in here. Every shul is a makam HaShechina. Avada, every shul is a Mikdash Ma'at. But there are those places where one's heart, just like in Yerushalayim. I was once in Yerushalayim, I met a Jew over there. Shnafan Olam HaEmes, his name was Meir Abisera. So he lived in Yerushalayim, Olav HaShalom, so he says, by Jacobson, you know the difference in Yerushalayim and the rest of the world. In the rest of the world, you pursue meaning. In Yerushalayim, meaning pursues you. Meaning pursues you. Mekenesh bleiben toib. You can't remain deaf. The Rebbe had a cousin. She was a poet. And she wrote a poet, Zelda, from the Rebbe's father's family. And they called her Mishareret Zelda. I once saw a poem she wrote about Yerushalayim after they liberated it during the Six-Day War. She wrote, "Shenichnasti Yerushalayim." I don't remember it verbatim, but the theme was, I went into Yerushalayim, shachachti es shmi. I forgot my name. In other words, I melted away in the collective energy of Knesset Yisrael. There's a place that beacons, it heralds, it introduces Kedusha in a powerful way. 22, V'lachein arei gam ha-mokim ha-ikri de gili ha-teira. Mokim kavua shememenu yetzis ha-ra al-an shi'ir, ha-derech ha-beduk, mas-dush ha-gadosh, ha-beis ha-mikdush. That's why it becomes the main place of teira. Just like the Beis HaMikdash was the main place of teira, the lishkas ha-gazes, mimenu yetzis ha-ra. Because this is nasa mikdush v'yashav sham. Urei Ramban b'mulcham es-soif pedek dalad ha-ksuvis. The Ramban, at the end of the fourth chapter of Ksuvus in the Sefer Melchomis Hashem says, Ikir Teira Mimei Golos. Ikir Teira Mimei Golos Bin Harda Shom Shegolos. So hard to see. Shegolos Yechonya Vahachorosh Vahamazge. First, I don't have too much light here, that's why. Over there was the Golus. This is a Pshat, the Shusta Gate Barvis. Shagolus Yechanya, Vahachodesh Vahamazgir. The main Torah from Golus says the Ramban was in the Hardor. That's where Yechanya went. Hachodesh Vahamazgir is the great Talmud Chachamim of the generation. Interesting, this is Ramban. I want you now to look at the sources. Right in the beginning of the Shia, we did the sources. Take a look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Rebbe really here is explaining Rabbi Akiva Eiger. If you take a look here, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Chavtesa Meral of Gilyan Ashas, you see on the left side of the page, right under Ein Mishpat, there's a small letter. It's called Gilyan Ashas. This is called Gilyan Ashas. It's the short commentary of Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Gemara. So look, you see, Bebei Knishta Deshof, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Ein B'Ramban B'Molchamas Soif Pedek Dalad Iksuvus. What did Rabbi Akiva want? What did Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what was bothering him? What was bothering him? Rabbi Akiva Eiger wants to know, this is how I understand it. Not so simple to explain it to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but this is how I understand it. Based on this order, Rabbi Akiva Eiger wants to know, Vos hepes Nardor? Why did Nardor get that place? Al peep shot, because Yechonya took the stones and he built it in Nardor. Nardor, this guy got mazel. Yechonya settled there. If he would have settled somewhere else, so he says, look at the Ramban. The Ramban says, what does the Ramban teach us? That the main place of Torah was in Ardor. If it's the main place of Torah, that becomes the place of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the place of the greatest Kedusha. The place where's the greatest Kedusha, how do you know? Over there is the greatest Torah. There's no such a thing in Yiddishkeit Kedusha without Torah. In the place where Selaichta Lekus, Herzich Torah, 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 the Limud HaTorah, the Steiging in Torah, the Arvotzus HaTorah, the Geschmack in Torah, and most importantly, the Lekus HaTorah, the Kedushas HaTorah. This is the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which is one of the bases of Kuntras, Beis Rabbeinu Shebebava. I'll stop tell you that a Chagav, an interesting story that I heard from Rabbi Leibel Grona many years ago. He was Chavrenging once with us in Chas Torah, and he said, you see, under Gilyan Ashas is Agos Habach. I'm not saying this story just because it's a Geshmaka story. I'm telling this story because it brings out what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying. He said that Tovshin Nun Beis, around the time that this Kuntras came out, a little afterwards, the Rebbe told him that it's difficult for him. The Rebbe then had something in one of his eyes, and it was difficult for him to see. And some of you maybe remember, I remember when the Rebbe left one day and he went to a doctor in the middle of the day to take care of it. So he told us, you would think the Rebbe would say, as a Chabad Shvedikait Zen, I'm having a problem seeing. He told us, the Rebbe told him, as letztens is mishver lernen hagos habach. That's how the Rebbe described the problem that he has with his eyes. He said, letztens is mishver Leinen Hagos Sabach, because you see the size of Hagos Sabach. So this is the Pshat. This is the Pshat that Ramban is saying, Rabbi Akiva is saying. That's how you know Shavu Yosef Ben Arda. Ein Leila Kadosh Baruch Hu Baylama Yala Dalit Amos Shal Halacha Bilvat. So if he finishes Siv Bei Zumizem Uven Gam Benegei. No, we did this already. Okay, klar. B'meila, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yitzchak don't have to argue. We don't have to make a machloikis. Else is emes, but they can see his batim midrash is zorshtik beis hamikdash. And then there's the special beis hamikdash of beis Rabbeinu Sheva Bavel, similar to Shava Yosef Ben Arda, similar to Hutzel, even though there's a mikdash mat in every shul in Bavel. Siv Gimel. Va'oid v'iker. There's something even more iker. Shamay la miyuchedes b'mikdash ma'at beis rabenu nimsheches gam b'yeser seisu b'yeser et kshin asidin li'igor shas kam shechasug asidin batek nisis batek medrashes shebebavol sheyikavu beretz Yisrael. We're going out of the next piece of the Gemara. You think it's disconnected? No. This special mikdash ma'at in Golos comes out even more when the Jewish people are redeemed and then all the shuls of Bavel and the rest of the world go back to Eretz Yisrael. What's the meaning of this? So So here we have to read, see the Marsha, because the next few prakim, the next few sections are based on are partially based on the pshat of the Chidushei Agadas Marsha. You have it in your sources. You have it in your sources, Chidushei Agadas Marsha, Megillah Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. Zog de Marsha. Marsha is Rosh Tevis, Meirenu Arav, Reb Shmuel Eliezer. His last name was Edels, named after his mother-in-law, because she supported him. The Marsha was a Rav in Chelem for 9 years. You know all the Chelem stories that you hear? The Marsha was a Rav in Chelem for 9 years in Lublin. At the end of his life, he was in Ustra, in western Ukraine. He passed away, Hey Kislev, Shin Tzadik Beis, which is 1631. Lived around, passed away around around 60 years, 70 years before the Baal Shem Tov was born. And we all know the Baal Shem Tov said that everybody till the Marsha, the Mefarshim till the Marsha, were written with a Ruach HaKadosh. This sichet is a special emphasis, a lot of quoting from the Marsha. Says the Marsha, Sidim Batek Nesiyah Sheyikov Beretz Yisrael. Al derech ze yesh lechavim b'mizmer. Samachti boimrim li beis Hashem neilich. Ze ha-mizmer begolus nemar. She samachti boimrim li beis Hashem neilich. Sheu beis ha-knesses. Ke ilu oimdus hoyu ragleinu beis ha-mudash b'rishalayim. Moira dike marsha. We say in Tehillim, everybody knows. Shir ha-malus l'dovet. How did you teach it? You say it in the Shabbos morning. Samachti, I get very excited. Boimrim li, and people tell me. Beis Hashem neilich. Let's go to the house of Hashem. Oim dos hayu ragleinu b'shalayim. Oim dos hayu ragleinu b'yush. B'sharayich Yerushalayim. Shalayim habnuyu k'yush l'chubu l'yachtav. Our feet are standing in the gates of Yerushalayim, the built Yerushalayim, shechubu l'yachtav, which connects things together. What is David HaMelech saying? What is he excited about? Is he there? Is he not there? Taich is the Marsha. A gewaldike taich based on this Gemara. David HaMelech was saying this mizmer about the future years of Golus. There will be no Yerushalayim. There will be no Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to get very excited when Jews tell me, Beis Hashem Nelech. Let's go to a shul. Let's go to a Beis Medrash. As though our feet were standing. I'm imagining when we go to shul that we're standing in a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. V'lachein samachti ba'alichasi le'Beis HaKnesses kilu basi le'Mikdash. Why? Why? Why should I be so happy? I'll tell you why. You have to understand something about Yerushalayim. It says the Beis HaMikdash is going to be as big as Yerushalayim. Why? What do you have to add to the Beis HaMikdash? Why is it going to be so big? The answer is, Shabir Yerushalayim habnuya la'asid, yechubra lo la'migdash yachtov, kol mekoyim l'shal batei ha'knesiyah shoyo b'elam haz. Because in the future Yerushalayim, you're going to have connected to the Beis HaMikdash every single shul of galus from the whole world. V'nimtza, what does that mean? Yerushalayim is chubra. The Beis HaMikdash is going to be connected shuls from everywhere. V'nimtza ata begalus shani oimid bebeis haknesses harei umokoyim hamikdash gufei de lo asid. Hest. Marsha says, when you're standing in a shul, where are you standing? You're not standing in a mikdash ma'at only. You're standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Because when Mashiach comes, this shul is going to be part of the Beis HaMikdash. So samachti ba'omrim li beis Hashem neilich. You know why? Oim dois hayir agleinu b'Yerushalayim. I'm not standing in a shul in New York or in Melbourne or in Johannesburg or in Moscow or in Los Angeles. I'm not going to go through the roll call now. But I'm not standing only in a shul in this place or that place. I'm dois hayir agleinu b'shalayich Yerushalayim. Why? Because Yerushalayim abnuya is chubra lo yachdov. The whole Beis HaMikdash is going to spread through Yerushalayim because it's going to be mechaber to the Beis HaMikdash. Are going to be connected all the shuls. So where I'm standing in the makom hamikdash de la asid. This was the revolution of mikdash ma'at that Hashem was promising Yecheskel. That wherever Jews are, they're going to recreate a portal, a Beis HaMikdash. In other words, a Beis HaMikdash becomes a portable,
A Jew comes into a place, opens his heart, Efentuf Ablad Gemara, Efentuf Aposik Chumash, Aperik Mishnayis, Aperik Tanya, whatever it is. And what's happening there? It's Hamikdash Ma'at, and the Marshal says, no! It's Birushalayich Yerushalayim, it's Makim Hamikdash Gufay de La'asit, because this shul is going to be transported and become Mechuber, become connected to the Beis Hamikdash. That's what the Marsha is teaching. And that's how he explains in the next paragraph. Ki beisi beis tefila yikare lechol ha'amim. Gevaldik ha'taych. My house, the Beis Hamikdash, beis tefila, is going to be a beis tefila that was first in all the nations. The beis tefila is yikare lechol ha'amim. All those beis tefilas are going to become my beis tefila. Va'aviyoysim al harkotshi v'simachtim beis tefilosi. From Yeshaya Hanavi, Perik Nunhei, or Nunvav, which we do in the Haftarah of Atainis Tzibur. Once we understood this, let's now go, we'll understand Be'ezer Hashem, Se'iv Gimel. The Maila of the Mikdash Ma'at of the house of Rav and Bavel becomes even more emphasized when you're dealing with Geula. Why? Hashras Hashchina B'chal Makum. Shegol Yisrael de Amikdash Matcha Baratas Hashabosham. Mayain Vidugmas. Hashra Sashkin of Mikdash Birishalayim. Ain Elabisman Hagolos. Avalachrish Hasidin Lihigoyal. Tachzer Gili Ashkinali Yerushalayim. Velaitis Shoyer Shambem Mokum Shegol Yisrael Kvar. Again, a quote from the Marsha. In the time of Golos, it's a Mikdash Mat. The time of the Gula, the Shkin is not staying here. It's going back to Yerushalayim. But like Tishaya Shambam Makim Shagali Yisrael Kla. Hainu Shleitiya Ashras Ashkina Baham Makim Bechutzlar Shalav Amad Amikdash Mat. Kivan Shamikdash Mat Ye Akir Mi Makim Ze. Ve Yikava Beretz Yisrael Mikdash Agadu Shibir Shalayim. Shkina is not remaining in the place in Chutzlaritz because the Mikdash Ma'at itself is leaving, is being uprooted and becoming part of Eretz Yisrael and being transplanted to the Mikdash in Yerushalayim. Ve Lachain, says the Marsha, Amru B'Medrash. The Marsha over here, Megillah Dav Chavtes. Invited from the Marsha. Shebeist filosi. Shekayal beis hamikdash de laasid. Ba'olam hazeh begalus. Hu yikari lechol ha'amim. Dehainu batei kneisiyas. Shebechol eretz ha'amim. Sheyikavu la'asid v'eretz Yisrael. Mechubar lebeis hamikdash. Val pizani toysef oid yoyser begoyd la'mayla de mikdash ma'at. Dekiv on shebiru shalayim habnu yala'asid. Yiyechubar la'le mikdash yacht of kol mekayim. Shebatei kneisiyas shalya ba'olam hazeh. A quote from the Marsha Nimtza. Ata begalus beis haknesses harei makam ha-mikdash gufei de la'asad. Oy bazoy, we understand what a mikdash ma'at is, a new word. It's not just the Gemara is saying it's a miniature beis ha-mikdash. No! Now it's a miniature beis ha-mikdash, but you're really standing in the makam of beis ha-mikdash ha-shlishi. This is a shul. It's a whole new hagdara in a shul. A Jew builds a shul, builds a beis medrash, comes in a shul, not coming into a mikdash ma'at. He's coming in, says the Marsha, to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. What's his Lashon? Arehu Mokim HaMikdash Gufei DeLa'asid. Because the Gemara says, Asid in Batek Nisiz, Batek Medrashas, to go there, it's Yisrael, as the Marsha explains, become part of the Beis HaMikdash. Whole new vart. But now, Bazoi, what about the Beis Rabbeinu, the Shavi Yosef Shul? Alpizeh V'yeshleimar, Shechi Bura Batek Nisiz, Shebechol Eretz Amim. Mikdash Mat LeBeis HaMikdash DeLa'asid. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of shuls. How is it going to work? a lot of shuls. So he says, the connection of the Batei Knesiyos of all the nations, of all the countries, to the Beis HaMikdash, L'cha'ayra, is going to be relative to their madrega, to their level. Shabbatei Knesiyos HaMiyuchadim. Shiyash ben Miley Yisrael l'gabe Shar Batei Knesiyos k'may Beknish to the Hutzel Beknish Shavu Yosef Ben Arda Beis Rabbeinu Shav Bavel Yukoidmim Bahachibur LeBeis Hamikdash Shiyu Mechuborim Mamish LeBeis Hamikdash V'noigim Udvukim Boi Leloi Hefzik Beineihem V'al Yodom Ubem Tzeusom Yiyu Mechuborim LeBeis Hamikdash Kol Shar Batei Knesiyos Sheberetz Amim. They will proceed in the connection. In other words, they will touch the Beis HaMikdash without any chitzitza, without any separation. And here we come back to the Bakiv Eger, the Ramban. Why?
27. Al derech ubedugmas lishkas hagozes. Makam eshavim shel Sanhedrin shebeis hamigdash. Shetasim Sanhedrin eitzel hamizbeach. The Yerushalmi teaches us. Loisala b'malas al mizbechi is the end of Yisroi. Ela mishpatim. The mishpat right near the mizbeach without a hefsek. Right near the mizbeach is lishkas hagozes. Shav Yosef in Hardor, says the Ramban, is the Makam HaTorah. That was the center of Torah. That's the main place of the Shechina. When that becomes part of the Beis HaMikdash, it's going to be directly Mechubar. And then through that, every shul, every Beis Medrash is going to be connected. So the Maila is not just in Golos, the Maila is also in Geula. That's how, that was the Chiddush of Siv Gimel in the Sicha Legabe Seif Beis. But really, based on the Gemara in Megillah, and we now go back to the first piece of the Gemara. Some of you remember, before Tkiyas Shofar, Moshe Pinchas Katz, Olivar Shalom, would get up and try to make it orderly. So he would make a whole achraza. The milk, they would speak about the, what is it called, the boxes. The crate, what he had a name for it, the Gengshanish. But the end of the achraza was, the kastens, yeah. The end of the achraza was, mizol vissen, fa vi mishtait, un fa veme mishtait. And it was a moment engraved in anybody's mind who was present. Mizol vissen, vi mishtait, un fa veme mishtait. That's any mikdash maat. Kol shekin v'kal v'choymer, the shof v'yosef ben hardo. V'yiseidim izay yesh loymar, now comes even a bigger chiddush. Based on the Gemara, Shamigdash de la'asit, Shabon yu meshuchlol yigla v'yavim in hashamayim. The Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah daf mem aleph, he brings in the footnote 28, Rashi and Tosfos, the Gemara says the Beis Hamikdash could be built at night, it could be built on Yom Tov. In fact, Rashi and Tosfos, you don't build the Beis Hamikdash at night, it says u'b'yoyim hakim, Binyan Beis Hamikdash is not doiche Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do malocha on Yom Tov. So Rashi and Tosfos say that it what? The Beis Hamikdash is bonuyu meshuchlo. It's prepared. It's erected. Yigla v'yove, it's going to come down min hashamayim. There's the famous question about the stida of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Mashiach is going to build the Beis Hamikdash. That's a whole other shakla v'tari. It's not for now. But Rashi and Tosfos both hold the Beis Hamikdash, the la'asit, is ready in heaven. It has to emerge. So he says, this Beis Hamikdash, yizgal etchila b'hamokim shenos hamikdash v'yoshav sham, bizman ha'golos. Will first be revealed in the place where the Beis Hamikdash was relocated, as the Gemara says, as the Aruch says, Nosam Mikdash v'Yoshav Sham in Hardo, or as Rabbi Yitzchok says, Rebbe Lazar says, Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel, where you have the Mikdash Maat, Umisham Yutak L'Mekayim B'Yerushalayim, and then from there, the Beis HaKnesses of Shavi Yosef will be relocated to the primary place in Yerushalayim. Why are you saying this? You could say the Mikdash Mat is going to move to Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash will come down there. What's the mucker to say such a word? Hashraz v'gili hashchina b'hamikdash mat ikri shebebavel shenosa mikdash v'yoshav sham higam kashehen nigolin kemavur behem shechasugye sh'af kashehen nigolin shchina iman shenemar v'shav Hashem alakecha shvuscha v'heishiv loy nemar ela v'shav melamed sh'akadosh baruch hu shav iman es shvuscha k'mar im shvuscha mibein ha'golius keloymar Gam berega ha'achirin da ha'golus nimtzas ha'shchina ba'amokim sh'gol Yisro. Shanosam mikdash v'yoshav sham. U'misham shav ha'kadosh baruch hu im kol b'nei Yisro la'amikdash ha'birushalayim la'hashrois u'legalus bo'y shchinosoy la'oylam vod. What did Rashbi teach us in the Gemara? When they go to Golus, the Shechina is with them. But then he doesn't stop there. He says, and when they're redeemed, the Shechina is also with them. Vishav, he's going to return with them. What is Rashbi being mechadish? It's not pshat, the Shechina is with us by Golos. Now comes the Geula, Ribbono Shel Olam runs to Yerushalayim and he says, let me know when you're here. That's not how it works. Vishav Hashem Elokecha Shvuscha. The Geulas HaShechina is together with the Jewish people. So the moment the Geula happens and the Shechina gets Nizgala completely, it doesn't begin in Yerushalayim. It begins in the Makom HaGolus that when they're going to be nigel, the Shechina is with them in the moment of Geula to go into a phase from Golos and to transform it into Geula. V'kivon shakadosh baruch hu shav iman mebein ha-galiyus ma-mikdash ma'at. Beis rabbeinu shavavosh shenasa mikdash v'yashav sham. And since the Shekhinah is returning from the mikdash ma'at of all the shuls in Bavel, including and especially the Beis HaKnesses of Shaf v'yasev ben Harda, or the house of Rav in Bavel, which is the place where the Beis HaMikdash went to. And now what happens? The Shekhinah, now the Geula comes. Where does the Geula come? The Geula comes, v'shav Hashem alakech. The Shekhinah is going back to the Geula with Klal Yisrael from Golos. Where is the Hashras HaShekhinah in Golos? Primarily in the Makim of Shav Yosef ben Arda, Nimtza, Shebemakim Zemaschila v'nasas Geulas HaShekhinah. So when this place begins, the redemption of the Shekhinah, his galusa b'chol ha-toike v'ashleimus, loyrak b'yifin, the mikdash ma'at, it's the winyan mikdash aset. What's the pshat, the third Beis HaMikdash? What is it? Not just a bigger building in Gashmias. It means it's not only a mikdash ma'at, it means the gili of einoid mulvadoi. The velt with the heron alakus. Godliness will be felt in its utmost revelation. Where is that happening? K'sheheni galin, Shekhinah iman, v'shav Hashem alakech ha-shvuscha. So the Shekhinah that was always in the Mikdash Ma'at in Bavel emerges in its fullest galus in that place. Azayzok Rashbi in the Gemara. That means in Oisius of Nigla, the Beis HaMikdash, the La'asid, is Nizgala first where? In the Makim of Shavi Yasub and Arda, B'sigin and Ach. Say it in different words. K'shem sheshevas HaShekhinah, hi meha makim shenimtzas begalus. Kach shevas migdash ha'asid, she'inyone hashraz v'gili ha'shchinah, hu me'amakim she'nasa v'yoshav sham bizman ha'galos. Just like the Shekhinah returns from the place it was present in galos, v'shav v'heishiv lo'y ne'mar, elo v'shav, the Shekhinah returns from the place it was in galos, the mikdash ha'asid returns from the place where the Beis HaMikdash was in Golos. The Inyan of the Mikdash is Gili HaShekhinah. So just like we say that the Shevas HaShekhinah is from the place it was in Golos, from there the Geula begins and it returns to Eretz Yisrael with every Jew. V'atem teluktul echad echad. So Rebbe would always quote the Rashi, that Eibushta nemt yediden by them hand and bring them in Eretz Yisrael. Margele b'pumid Rabbeinu. Shem takes every Jew by his hand and brings him to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rebbe says, the return of the Beis HaMikdash is also from the place it was in Golos. The Beis HaMikdash is the Inyan of Gili HaShekhinah. Just like the Shekhinah returns from the place it was in Golos, the return of the Beis HaMikdash is from the place where the Beis HaMikdash was in Bizman HaGolos, Shesham Mizgal HaTchila, V'achakach Netak L'mekayma B'Yerushalayim. That B'Shaz the Geula, where did the Beis HaMikdash come from? It comes from the Shav Yosef ben Hardo, over there, the Shekhinah is revealed. The Shav Hashem alakecha shvuscha, and it goes to Yerushalayim. 31. Al derech shematzina ben Negeil Sanhedrin, shemekaymen belishkas hagazes shebemigdash, shebetveria hamakim ma'achlin shebay hoysa Sanhedrin, bizman hagolus asidim lachzat chilu mishom natakon lemigdash. Rambam Sanhedrin perek yedalet. The Sanhedrin went through many, many exiles after Bayis Sheni. Yavne and Sipoiri and Usha, and the last place was 10 Golis, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, 10 places. The last place was Tveria. And then the Sanhedrin was dissolved. No more Sanhedrin. Says the Rambam, it's not Pshat, Vashivish Shiftayich, you're going to go back to the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be revived in Tveria. The last place where it was is going to be revived. And from there, it's going to be in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Nekud in this? Why? Let's go to Yerushalayim. The Pshat is, this was the place where the Sanhedrin Otzich Oizgemuchet and Oizgeharivet, it was the last place. It's going to come back there. Geula and Golos are not disconnected. That's the whole Nekuda of the Sikha. That Geula, the Baal Shem Tov said, Ein Golos Ela Bedas, Ein Geula Ela Bedas. Golos is a state of consciousness. Geula is a state of consciousness. Rav Zevi, Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin brings in Sipur Echsidim that Rav Mendel of Vitebsker, talking about Tverya, the Priya Aris, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Horodoker, who was a Rebbe of the Alter Rebbe after the Petira of the Magid. He was once in his house in Tveria. He was Oyla Teretz Yisrael and Tavkuf Lamed Zayin. The Alter Rebbe wanted to go. He didn't let him. He sent him back to Russia. But Rabbi Mendel of Vitebsker went to Tveria. That's where he's buried. So he was once in his house. That's the Maisi he brings in the Sefer. And there was a fellow that they called today, you'd call him a Meshugana. I don't know what they called him then. And he went to the Har HaZeisim, to the Mount of Olives. He took a big shofar, and he blew shofar. And right away, it went out on WhatsApps that Eliyahu, who's blowing shofar on Har HaZeisim in the middle of the day? Right? So it must be Eliyahu HaNavi. So the Shmua was Eliyahu HaNavi is blowing shofar on Har HaZeisim, which means Mashiach is coming tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon. The Shmua came to Tveria, and they told Reb Mendel HaRadokar, that Eliyahu HaNavi is blowing on the Har HaZeisim shofar. So Simcha, Klal Yisrael was overjoyed, sof kol sof. He opened his window, he stretched out his head, he gave a sniff, he gave a smell, and he shed a tear and he said, Nachnisht. So Chassidim asked, what's the Havana? He opened the window, he smelled, and he said, I don't smell it, I don't smell the Gula. Why did he have to open the window? For the men, the duck is Alamo given the earth of Mashiach. In his house, like the Alter Rebbe, the Rebbe Hillel says in Pelech HaRimon, that the Alter Rebbe said that Lefnei Neshamas HaGvayis Lehoye Churban. So in his house, there was always the earth of Mashiach. There was, what's the earth of Mashiach? The earth of Mashiach is that you experience intimacy with the divine every moment. When you see darkness in life, it's always an opportunity for Avodas Hashem, for growth. There's no separation between heaven and earth, between soul and body. That was his hergish in his house. He had to go outside. The chiddush of Mashiach is that the world is going to experience it. The guv, the nefesh Bahamas, the chutz is going to experience it. So you had to feel it outside. But Mela, sof kol sof, the whole nekuda is that even in galus, the Jew has a power to recreate the kedusha of Mashiach, the kedusha of geula. To live with the consciousness of Einoid Malvada. That means one can live with Bittul, one can live with Achdus, one can live with Oneness, one can live truly with Hashem 24 hours a day and liberate himself or herself from all the toxicity and the trauma and the darkness and the issues that Golus imposes on a person. So therefore, the Geula doesn't start in Eretz Yisrael. The Geula starts in Golus to be Megala. That's where it was all along, like it says in Tanya, Perek Lamed Zayin, that Ma'aseinu with the Seinu of Golus, that's what creates the Geula. The Mikdash Ma'at was the Gili of the Beis HaMikdash, Behelim. When Mashiach comes, you see the Muhus of Golus. The Rebbe would always say, Geula is Geula with an Aleph. It's not a new Metzias. It's revealing Hashem in every moment, in every experience. So it's revealing in the Mikdash Ma'at, you see what's the emes of it. The Nekuda HaPnimis was, it was a Nekuda of Geula, it was a Nekuda of Beis HaMikdash. There's a stage of Golus when it's concealed. There's a stage of Geula when it's revealed. So just like by the Sanhedrin, it starts off with Tveria. The Shechinah's Golus, the Shechinah's Geula is in Golus. And the Beis HaMikdash's Geula is in the Mikdash Ma'at of Shav Yasu Ben Ardai in Golus. Your Toif is the Vart. Ulay Yeshleimar, here it says V'ulay, because it's a chiddush gadol. Shemirumas b'loshin harambam b'hilchas malach ha-mashiach u'bana mikdash b'mkayma. It's not pshat in the Rambam, but it's hinted in Rambam. It's hinted, and remez means it's a hint. It's a hint in the Rambam. The Rambam, when he speaks about Mashiach, he says there's cheskes Mashiach, and then there's vaday Mashiach, bana mikdash b'mkayma, v'yikab b'kibitz nitche Yisrael. He built the Beis HaMikdash in its place. Why does the Rambam have to add the word Bimkaima? Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash. You mean he won't build the Beis HaMikdash in Uganda? Of course he won't build the Beis HaMikdash in Uganda. We don't build the Beis HaMikdash in Uganda. We build the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. What's the Rambam saying Bimkaima? Uliyidach, Lamein HaMafarash HaMokim, Bona Mikdash B'Yerushalayim. If you want to already write it, say the place. Ubana Mikdash B'Yerushalayim. Shebimekaymoy Roimez. There's a hint. And in 34 he says like this. Bepashtus Yeshloimar Shemenyanim Sheyed Yusharezim Mashiach Bevadai Sheyed Lechavan Mekaymoy Shalom Mikdash. Al Pipshad, the Rambam is saying a word in Halacha. One of the simonim to know that he's Mashiach is that he will be able to know exactly the place of the Beis HaMikdash, which includes, of course, the place of the Mizbeach, which is mamish meticulous, but also the place of the Beis HaMikdash. The Nevuah of Yecheskel specifies a few times, Beis HaMikdash has a place. Ubana Mikdash Bimkoimai. That's going to be one of the simonim. That's Al Pi Pshat. al pi remez, and remez always means a hint. You could say that the Rambam is hinting and alluding to or intimating al pi remez another inyan. What's the other inyan? This word that we just said, based on the Gemara and the explanation of the Marsha. The avodah of Mashiach is to bring kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash in the world before the Gula. How is that expressed mostly? Meboit bate kneisiyas, meboit bate medrashas. You build places of Torah, Yerushamayim, Avos Hashem, Avos HaTorah, Avos Yisrael of Yiddishkeit. Specifically, a mikdash ma'at, which is the nasa mikdash b'yashav sham, the shav v'yasav ben arda, a place where kedusha, where Avos Yisrael, where Einoid Malvada is in full explosiveness, in full expansiveness in the time of Golos. So this is a harem, is in the Rambam. Of course, it's b'mkaymai of the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim. B'mkaymai in his place. The Gemara says that Mashiach is in Galus. He says in 36 Sanhedrin, Tzadik Ches, Yosef Apischa Deroimi. And in 37, K'may Beis Hamedrash El Ezra HaSoifer, HaMashiach Girl, and she saw the Galus Bavel. We see Ezra built a shul. And as he says in the Shuli HaGilyan, Beiknishta de Hutzel. You remember, it's all connected. What does the Aruch say about Hutzel? It's near the Beis HaKnesses of Ezra HaSoifer. Ezra HaSoifer was the redeemer of the Jewish people after the Churban Bayis Rishon. He's the one who created the Geula after Bayis Rishon. Ezra HaSoifer builds a shul. This is part of the remez of the Rambam. Obana Mikdash Bimkoyme, that's still in Golos. Bimkoyme in Golos. He's going to build centers dedicated to Torah, to Kedusha. Especially the Mikdash Ma'at, the Mikdash, which is the Shavi Yosef Shom, a place of Torah, center of Torah, like the Ramban says in Ksuvis about Nahardo, that Yechanya built the center of Torah. And this becomes the place where the Mikdash Ha'asid is Nizgala. In Golos, it's already Yibchin of Shavi Yosef, Nasa Mikdash V'Yosef Shom. And then the Beis Hamikdash is Nizgala, and it goes V'Shav Hashem Alekecha to Yerushalayim. Take a look in 38. V'ula yeshloimar, shema shakasa b'medrash, yalkut shimoyne yeshaya remes tov tzadiktas. B'shoa shemelech ba mashiach ba, oimid al gag beis hamikdash v'um hashmilem li yisrael v'oimer, anovim higiyaz mangolaschem. You know it from the Niggin, right? But the medrash was written before the Niggin. I don't know if you know, but it was written before the Niggin. When melech ha-mashiach comes, he stands on the roof of the Beis Hamikdash, and he tells the Jewish people, Chevra, humble ones, anovim, higi azman golaschem. What's up with the roofs? What's up with he can't go into shul, molestim nishtarai. Why does he have to go to the Gag Beis Hamikdash? They're not letting him into shul. They're not letting him into the Beis Hamikdash. He says, Koi al Gag Beis Hamikdash, the Mikdash ma'at shebechutz laretz. This is an ulai yeshloima kudetz achidish. Ulai, maybe. Maybe the pshat is, Gag Beis Hamikdash is the Beis Hamikdash the Gemara is talking about. The Shaf V'yosev, the Mikdash Ma'at, that substitutes the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, Shenos HaMikdash V'yoshev Shom. Ki la'achiri Shemikdash Ha'osid Yizgala V'yered L'mata, L'yiyat Tzorech La'ashmir L'yisrael Yigiyaz Mangol Aschem. If you learn Kipshutai, what's pshat? He's going to stand on the Beis Hamikdash Gag and say, by the way, the Geula came. Really? We see? You don't need an announcement. It's obvious. But if you say Gag Beis Hamikdash here is talking about the Bimkoimoi, the Mikdash Ma'at in Chutz Laretz, which is Shavi Yosef. So he's saying, now is the time of the Geula. And this would explain Gag. What's up with the Gag? Why can't he go in? So he says in the footstar, the Shulei HaGilyon, the second star, Al pisa yumtek hadiyuk oimed al gag beis hamikdash. Yumtek means it sweetens it. Shegagos loy niskachu Rambam Hilchos Beis Abchida Perek Vav Shereim Zal Chutz Lord Baruch Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says that the roofs of the Beis Hamikdash did not possess the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, so roofers could go on top, they could drezich, they could fix things. It wasn't the Kedusha. So when you say Gag Beis Hamikdash, it's a remez for Chutz Lord Baruch Eretz Yisrael. It's an inyan of Choil. Even the Mikdash Maat you can't compare to the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash. That would be perhaps an understanding in the words of the Medrash. Three interesting orders that just came to me. The Rebbe once said over a vart from the brother of the Maharal. The Maharal of Prague had a brother. He has a sefer called, it's not a known sefer, it's called Sefer HaChayim, I think. Anybody knows? The brother of the Maharal. I think Sefer HaChayim. I have to look it up. Lekuta Sichas Chelek Beis, the Rebbe brings a kasha. He asks a question, not one place in Chumash is Yerushalayim mentioned. You know that. How can it be that Yerushalayim is not mentioned even one time in Chumash? The closest you get is in Malki Shalem, Melech Shalem. And we say it's Shalem, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Atosfos and Tainus. In Parshas Re'eh, he keeps on saying, Mokoyim Ashe Yivchar Hashem L'shaken Shmoy Shom. Why don't you say the name Yerushalayim? They knew it's Yerushalayim. That's why David chose it. He didn't stop and choose Yerushalayim. He knew this is the place. Vashar Sashchina, not once mentioned. In the Neviim and Ksuvim, you have it often. But in Chumash, not even once. Vikumtus. So the brother of the Maharal writes, and the Rebbe says that this is one of the Yesoidus of the Vort from the Tzemach Tzedek. Rebbe Hillel Feltenstoy said it's Yisrael. Machda Eretz Yisrael. That the Torah wanted to say that ultimately, Mokim Ashayivcha Hashem is not limited to geography. Vuayid Efen Zichuf Tzemeibushten. Das is the Makom HaShayivcha Hashem. You open up, you say a kapitel Tehillim, mit atrer, or mit a regesh of simcha, in your dining room, Makom HaShayivcha Hashem. Machdo Eretz Yisrael. The Shechina is not limited to geography. We have a portable homeland. That's how we survived. The Meshech Chachma writes, in Parshas Truma, why did the Badim not leave the Aron? It's a very strange mitzvah. The Aron was in Shiloh for 369 years, and the sticks, the poles, never left the Aron. Lo yasuru habadim. It's a lo yisasa. Imagine you buy for your dining room, lahavdil, the most beautiful painting, and it comes in some suitcase, and you leave it there in the dining room for the day you're going to move. You're going to move in 70 years, but you leave it. Your wife says, what is it there? In case we have to go. Says, you put it in storage. When you have to go, you bring it up. You don't leave the suitcases in the living room because you may have to leave. The Aron was there for 369 years with sticks. When you have to go, was they were in one place for 18 years. A pastor in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, two sticks. Gevaldik Akasha. So the Rishonim give a lot of different answers. Meshech Chachma gives a beautiful answer. He says that Hashem was trying to tell the Jewish people, never ever think that your power as a people is dependent on one particular location. Every other nation in history, when they were exiled from their epicenter, they assimilated, they lost it. You can't be a minority in another nation and retain your identity with dignity. It just doesn't happen. How did the Jewish people do this? That was the Badim. The Badim told them, this is your place. But remember, as long as your Aron has sticks, poles, staves, and wherever you go, you're going to take it. You could be in a Nahardol. You could be in a Hutzol. You could be in Odessa, in Sosnovitz, in Brod, in Lodz, wherever you're going to be. You could be anywhere in the world, from the east to the west, from the south to the north. If you're going to have this Arg, this Aron, you'll walk in to your Beis Medrash and you'll be in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Especially when you go to such a place like Mokoyim Deshav V'Yosef Ben Hardah. Number two, the Bisrael Gordon, Zalhaban HaRefuah Shlema, once shared with me that Tavshin Dalad, 1944, was Beis Nissen. Beis Nissen is the yard site, everybody knows, of the Rebbe Rashab. This year is 100 years of the yard site, Tav Resh Pei, Tav Shin Pei. They were learning Gemara. It was the middle of the Seder in the morning or in the afternoon. He was learning Gemara. The Rebbe, who was then known as the Ramash,
walked into the Zal, walked into the Beis Medrash upstairs, which was unusual, went over to the Bim and he gave a clap. This was extremely unusual. In the middle of Seder, the Rebbe, who was Bechal very quiet, should make an announcement. And he told me he was there and he heard the announcement from the Rebbe's mouth. The Rebbe said, Ich bin jetzt gewen beim Schwer. I was now by my father-in-law, that says by the Rebbe Rayatz. The Schwer hat mir gesagt, as the Tate is gekommen sam. The Schwer told me, the Rebbe Rayatz told the Rebbe, that his father, the Rebbe Nishmo, said, the Rebbe Rasham came to him. This was the day of the Yahrzeit Beis Nissen, after davening Shacharis. So he says, the Tate is gekommen sam, he came to me. When I had me gefragt, hayitachin, as badir in shul, retmen by kriya satayra. How is it that in your shul, they speak during kriya satayra? So the Rebbe came right down to the Zal, gave a clap, and gave over the message, and he left. Rabbi Yisrael Gordon told me for 12 years, nobody dared to open up their mouth by kriya satayra. He said, after 12 years, vayakam dar chadash ashalayadas Yosef. You know how things are. And they forgot about it. Vikum badirin shul. Any shul. You see what a shul is. What do you learn from this sikha? You see what a shul is. Sabbeis medrash is. Keistaran abbeis hamigdash. Especially in dain shul. Was prat based abbeinu shabob. Based abbeinu shabob means a place. Vumehert bittel. A place. Vumehert sechelakus. Sehert sechkdusha. Vikum tas. That they could speak in your shul by kriya satayr. So I heard from the Balam, where he was there, B'shas Maise told it to me directly to Bistol Gorn. Third Maise is a well-known story. I don't know the source for it. That Reb Zev Wolf Kitzis was a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. And he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Reb Wolf Kitzis was considered a gon. He was a big Rav. He was a Rav of a city, Tuchin. He was a Rav of a big Kehillah. He was a big gon. And he became a Makusha to the Baal Shem Tov. And he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael. The Baal Shem Tov told him he shouldn't. He had a tremendous chukka to go to Eretz Yisrael, and he left. His mazel on the way out, who does he meet? His wagon meets the Baal Shem Tov, was coming back to the city. Baal Shem Tov says, "Wo gehst du?" He said, "I decided to go to Eretz Yisrael." So Baal Shem Tov said, "Before you go, just stay here for Shabbos in Mezhebush." Okay. Baal Shem Tov offered him to go with him to the mikveh. But he went with the Baal Shem Tov to the mikveh. Baal Shem Tov was there. He went into the mikveh, he came up, and he said, Ich bleib in Mezhebush. I'm staying. And he unpacked, and he stayed in Mezhebush, and he's buried, I believe, in the oil of the Baal Shem Tov in Mezhebush. In Ukraine, you'll see the matzeva of Reb Zev Wolf Kitzis. They asked him what happened. This is the story. So he said when he went into the mikveh, he closed his eyes, he went under the water, the Baal Shem Tov was there. So it was obviously a different energy in the mikveh, a different oil, a different kedusha. And he had a vision. And the vision is that he arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Comes to Eretz Yisrael, and everybody knows the Yisrakshus of Tzaddikim when they came to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara describes in Ksuvus, kissing the earth, the stones, Rotsu Avada, Rotsu Esava. What do we learn over here? The Ava to the Avonim and the Offer. That's why they built the Beis Hamikdash from the Avonim. And he kisses the ground and he says, where's your Yerushalayim? They show him, and he goes to Yerushalayim. It's all in the mikveh. He says, where's the Harabayas? They show him the Harabayas. Comes to the Harabayas. Where's the Makam HaMikdash? They show him the Makam HaMikdash. Where's the Kodesh HaKadoshim? And they point him to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he walks into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Where's the Aron? And he's pointed to the Aron. And he goes to the Aron, and with tremendous trepidation in his vision, he opens up the Aron to be able to see the Hizgalos of the Shechinah and Makam Aron Einim and Amidah the Luchas Habris. And he sees that the luchas are not there. The Aron is vacant. And he turns around to the people who escorted him and he says, where are the luchas? They told him the luchas zayin in Mezhebush. The luchas are in Mezhebush. And indeed, Reb Zev Wolf Kitzis remained in Mezhebush. All this brings out this nekuda, what the Aruch and the Marsha say, Nasa Mikdash v'yashav Sham, that in Zman HaGolos Hashem gave the Jewish people the opportunity to be able to connect to Kedusha, to Ruchnius, to Lakus, to Emes, in every place and in every situation, through every base Knesses, every base Medrash. And then there are the special Mikdash Ma'at in various generations, Hutzel, Naharda, Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel, etc. We can again weiter. Rabbi Menachem. Ja?
He knows if all Milo's base of Knesset's base of Medeshev base Rabbeinu, Gamitzad Yosef base Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu stam the Cholbene Yisrael Nasi Hadur. Rabbeinu Shebebovo, Rabban Shekolbene Hagoyle, base Shal Nasi Hadur, Shal Nasi Huaka. Till now we spoke about the Milo of a Shul, the Milo of a base Medrash, especially the Shul and the base Medrash of Rav and Bovel, which is the place of Dalar Amas Shal Halacha, Sha'arim Amatsyonim Bahalacha, as explained above. In addition to that, the Lashon is, as he says in 39, doesn't say, Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash or Rabbeinu, even though it's that, Beis Rabbeinu. It's the house where Rav lived. Rav was called Rabbeinu, which represents the house of the Rebbe, a Rebbe of the Jewish people, Nasi Hadar, Rabbeinu Shebebovo, Rabban of Bnei HaGoyla, where Rashi says about the Nasi HaNasi HuAkar. What's the shaykhis to this inyan? Ikira inyan da ashnas ashkhina be beis amigdash, he be Yisrael mitzad malasam shal Yisrael, the Yisrael vaka tshabrichu kul echad, kama shakasa va asil le mikdash vashachanti besoichem, besoichel le nemer ala besoichem. What's the whole reason there's a mikdash ma'at? Because the main ashnas ashkhina be beis amigdash is not only about a physical place. Primarily it's vashachanti besoichem, the hearts von Ayid. Ayid and Hashem are one. Where does the Shekhinah dwell? Shekhinah dwells in Ayidish and Hashem. Yisrael v'kut shabrichu kulecha. Even when we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, it's not in the building as much as it's in the builders. Or it's not only in the building. It's also and primarily, he says, in the builders, in the Jewish people who are building the Beis HaMikdash. Al derech zeh b'negei l'shos ha-shekhinah b'zman ha-golos. Bebovel heiche beiknish de mikdash mat. Kemudgish baschalas hamaimer. Boyu re'e kama chavivin Yisrael if nekadosh baruchu. Shebechol mokim shegolu shchine man. It's not that you build a place with bricks and the shchina moves into that place. That's not how Yiddishkeit works. Einoid malvada is the pshat. Hashem is everywhere. Elamai. The Jewish soul is divine. Yisrael v'kut shebrichu kol echad. And when you open up yourself to your true self, you find the Shekhinah dwelling in you. It's the Jewish people who built these places in Bavel. Places dedicated to the relationship with Hashem. It's not the place, the physical place on its own. It's what the place is, who made it, for what purpose, what's going on in that place. It's the vibe, it's the energy, it's the people. Shekhinah imahen chavivin Yisrael. It's the love to Yisrael. The reason the Beis HaMikdash had the Hizgalos is because that's where all the Jews came. The koyach of Beis Knesses and Beis HaMedrash is that Jews gather there. And when ever there's 10 Jews together, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, the Shekhinah dwells. It's one of the reasons why the shul is called Mikdash Ma'at. In the Beis HaMikdash, where all the Jewish people came together, so the whole Shekhinah Kivayachal was manifested there. The Shekhinah is called Knesset Yisrael, because the Shekhinah is the source of the gathering of all Neshamas Yisrael together is called the Shekhinah. Famous Tanya, Geres HaKadosh Lamed Aleph. In Batei Knesiyos, in individual communities and countries and places, so you have 10 Jews, you have 20 Jews, you have more Jews, so you have Kivayachal, a chelik of Knesset Yisrael. So you have a chelik of the Shekhinah. So it's Mikdash Ma'at. It's a miniature Beis HaMikdash. Al Pisa Yesh Levay Re'ili DeBeis HaBeinu Shebebovel, Oibazeh, we have a new Deher, and a Gishmak in the Pshat of Beis HaBeinu Shebebovel, in addition to what we said in the earlier Seif. The place where Rabbeinu lives, a Jew was left mit ganz klal Yisrael. Hanasi huakel. Yesh boy hashraz v'gili klolus hashchina. Their herzich over there, the nekud of every Jew. And a place where every Jew belongs. That's a place where the whole Shechina is begolling. Lo yirak chelek sheshoyrim mezgal ala sodom Yisrael. Mein v'dugmas hashraz v'gili hashchina v'beis ha-migdash. Shenos ha-migdash v'yosav sham. Similar to the beis ha-migdash which had the gili klolus hashchina kuz bevoy chol Yisrael. And this is as the Chazal tells us, the Sefer Aruch tells us, nos ha-migdash. V'yashav sham, it's transplanted in the Hardah. U'mimenu nimshach hashraz v'gili hashchina. B'chol batei knesiyas. U'batei medrashas baratzas. Asher bo'sham. From there, the gili continues to all the shuls. And all the batei midrash in all the countries where they came. K'may beis hamikdash u'mimenu oire yoytzis l'chol olam kulay. V'yash loymar shebeis yishol nasi adar shekele kol adenu adenuchu b'dugmas talpiyos. Tail shekol pious poinim by kedrashas chazal b'negeya lebeis hamikdash. Chazal tell us in Masechta Brachos daf lamed, the reason that wherever you daven, you face Eretz Yisrael and you face Yerushalayim and you face the Beis Hamikdash and you face Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Gemara brings the pasuk tal pious. It's a tail, it's a mountain, pious. That from all mouths who daven, turn there. They're directed towards there. It's a place where all of the Jewish people feel a connection to. So this is a new hadgasha, a deeper hadgasha in the intensity of the Hizgalus Hashchina in a place v'seherzich, the gilui of Achdus Yisrael and Avos Yisrael, hanasi u'akoil, the Hizgalus of all the Jewish people together, which is the function of a Rebbe. In other words, what's the gedder of Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel? A place where there is Nizgala, the Mesidus Nefesh, for Avos Yisrael. Where every Jew feels, this is my home. This is my place. Nobody is excluded. The Rebbe once gave the mashal, how do you know that somebody is a Nasi, is a leader? How do you know? What's the siman? So he said, the Lashon is always Rosh B'nai Yisrael. He gave a mashal. Imagine My pinky is hurting. So the brain says, you know what? I don't really have patience for you. That's not my problem. Go find yourself another brain. The nail in your toe is hurting. The brain says, I'm sorry, I don't have time for you. I'm busy. Then you're not a brain. If you're a brain, you take responsibility for every last cell, for every last tissue, for every last sinew, for every last vein, artery, neuron, and nerve, and nuance in your entire organism with all 50 trillion cells and 100 billion neurons. Why? Because you're a brain. And those are the things, I don't feel you, I don't have to do with you. The Rebbe said, what's our Rebbe? There's no such a thing. You're not my type. You're just not my type. Gegesunte hate. I can't deal with you. You may be a good guy, but our Rebbe is the Pshat. Arosh B'nai Yisrael. If there's a Jew, it's his business. He feels it. He experiences it. It's part of him. What's Pshat HaBeis Rabbeinu? A place v'seherzich aza avas Yisrael. That means a place where there's no yeshus. A place where there's less ego, there's more bittel. There's more bittel, there's more elikus. There's more elikus. There's oneness, because Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. Everyone said in Asicha, Sukkos, I think Tavshin Chav Zayin, there's a maisa that the Baal Shem Tov, Degel Machin Ephraim brings, that the Baal Shem Tov built a sukkah, and the sukkah halachically was a very problematic sukkah. In other words, the Baal Shem Tov relied on every possible heter. And you know, there's no heterim in halacha like in Hilchis Sukkah. In Hilchis Sukkah, we rely on loopholes, pun intended, ad infinitum. Over here you have a doifen akuma, mahaktarayin a doifen akuma. Here you have a good achis. Here you have a good asik. Here you have a lovud. Here you have an avir. Here you have schach posel. It's a lebedik and freilich with sukkahs. So the Baal Shem Tov made a sukkah. Every possible loophole, there were holes everywhere. State funnels, vashlishes, afilat tefach, mitaporitz, mitan oimid, mitalechi, mitakoida. You looked at the sukkah, it was an open place. The Rabbanim of Brod came and they examined the sukkah and they said it's possible. You're not allowed to eat here on sukkahs. Even b'diavad, it's possible. So the Baal Shem Tov was a chvatracht. He went into his bainanus and a note fell down from the schach. And they opened the note and the note read, Sukkahs, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov Ksheira, signed, Malach Metat. The Gemara in Chagiga says a Malach called Malach Metat. And Malach Metat had upgepaskend that Sukkahs were somebody in Ksheira. Now what are the rabbis going to do? They went back to deal with other people's Sukkahs. So first of all, the Rebbe asked, Vikum and Malach and Paskin and Shailas. So that he answered that Malach Matat wasn't paskening. Malach Matat was telling the Rabbanim, and you'll see the Baal Shem Tov is right. He wasn't paskening. He was challenging them to go review the halachas again. They'll see he's right. But then the Rebbe asked a bigger shaila. You could make a nice sukkah. Why do you have to make a problem sukkah? So Gemara in Chulin, the Talmid HaChamim wouldn't eat meat that there was a shayla on it, even if the psagdim was kosher. Why? Because it's questionable. Some people sitting here remember what happened with Benedictine at the Fabrengen. Even though Benedictine was a mashke kosher by the Rabbeim, ki yadua, mitzamachvav, and everything, but it was removed at least by Rabbim. Why? Somebody asked a shayla. The Rebbe said so many shaylas on the sukkah, the Baal Shem Tov could ask one of the chevre, do me a favor. Build a third wall. You don't want four walls. Build three walls. Put in a little more schach, a little more bamboos. Cut some branches. It was before sukkahs. You know the answer that Rebbe gave? Hafle of a fella. What's the nekuda of a sukkah? The Gemara says in sukkah dav chavzayin, but sukkahs teishu without a vav. Potentially, all Klal Yisrael could sit in one sukkah. So by every person, it's a theory. By the Baal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov was a Nasi Hador, a Rebbe from Klal Yisrael. Hanasi Huakah. In his sukkah, every Jew has to be able to feel, this is my home. Now there are different types of Jews. There are Jews who are wholesome. They have good walls. I'm using my own words. They're wholesome. They have good walls, good boundaries, good protection, what we call schach. They're healthy. They're good. They're full. But there are Jews who are doifen akumas. Their walls are crooked. There are Jews who don't have walls, proper walls. They have avir mit good achis, mit good asik, mit afarov schleppen, mit afarov schleppen. There's love woods, there's airspace everywhere, there's no full walls, there's chach missing, there's chach possel. There's blemishes and loopholes everywhere. The Baal Shem Tov says, in my sukkah, they have to feel at home. This is their place. So therefore he will go down to the lowest possible denominator that every Jew, even the Jew who's spiritually symbolized by all those loopholes, should walk into the sukkah and say, this reminds me of myself. This sukkah reminds me of my own issues. I could sit here. Your sukkah, make a nice sukkah. The Baal Shem Tov sukkah had to be that sukkah. That's Pshat Beis Rabbeinu. Beis Rabbeinu means a house where you walk in, Vos Herzich. No judgmentalism. People are not judged. People are embraced. People are cherished. People are appreciated. It's a place v'useflakert avos Yisrael. It's a place where you have the consciousness of Einoid Malvadi. If you have the consciousness of Einoid Malvadi, you have the consciousness of Achdus Yisrael, of oneness. B'meila, you don't have a part of the Shechina. You have the whole Shechina dwells. The whole Shechina is manifested. That's the Beis Rabbeinu. If that's the Beis Rabbeinu, so then it's deeper than just a Mikdash Ma'at. You have the Klolos Hashchina that's manifested. That's the Talpiyos. Tel Shekol Piyos. Point in by. Va'oid v'iker. The oilam zitz noch. So I guess it's a simon as mizal mamshach zayin. But I know it was announced on the signs 8 to 9:30, so I won't be makbid if anybody has to go. You have a long leil chamishi ahead of you, but a lot of important things to do in your own mikdash maat. So the mail I won't be makbid, but whoever stays, I'll continue. Be ezer Hashem. The eid veik a mail is based on Benu Shabbat Bovel Benegeil Hagula. In addition to this. Just like we explained in the previous, if in the two inyanim sayin galus sayin gula, in this nekuda of Rabbeinu, hanasi who occur like Rashi says in Chukas, you have the maila sayin the mikdash maat and galus and sayin gula. Why? So the Rebbe now quotes a famous chasam sofer in Shal Satshuvas Choshen Mishpat Chelek Vav at the end. Rabbeinu Nesi Hador, who gam HaMashiach Girl and Shal Yisrael Shabador. Rabbeinu, in the Gemara it's referring to Rav, but it represents the spiritual leader of a generation, is also the Goyal and Shal Yisrael, the Mashiach of a generation. K'moy Moshe Rabbeinu Anasi Arishin, Goyal Rishin Goyal Achin. We say about Moshe, the first Nasi, he's the Goyal Rishin, and Moshe, the Nasi, is also the Goyal Achin. Chazal says, Pashtusa de Moshe b'chol dor. Ki yadua, the Chasam Sofer says, Shebechol dor, now is a quote. Shal Satshuv is Chasam Sofer. Shebechol dor, yeshnei echad haroyu mitzit kosei li yizgoyim. In every generation, there's a Jew who's worthy because of his righteousness to be a redeemer. Kulikshayagia hazman, yigola, elov Hashem yizbarach v'yishalcha. And when the time of the Gula comes, Hashem will reveal himself to this person, and he will send him. Chasam Sofer has a whole huge arichus. Chasam Sofer says he himself doesn't know until the time he brings raya's. So in every generation there's somebody who's worthy, and when Hashem decides this is the time, he reveals himself. Umistaber loymar. And it's logical to say, shu nasi hadar, that this person is the nasi of Klal Yisrael of that generation, kemefurash b'gemara. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Tzadik Ches, b'negei l'Rebbe Yehuda nasi, Omar Rav. Rav said, if Mashiach is somebody who is alive, says Rav, it's somebody who is like Rabbeinu HaKadosh Abiyuda HaNasi. If Mashiach mayoysen shechayin achshav, vaday haynu Rabbeinu HaKadosh HaNasi Shebedar. That's what Rashi says. If Mashiach is from those who are alive, it's certainly Rabbeinu HaKadosh Abiyuda HaNasi, who was alive in the times of Rav. He was a Talmud of Rav, who was the Nasi in his generation. 57. Who says this? Rav. Who's Rav? Rav is Rabbeinu Shabbat Mavel, Shukumer Rabbeinu HaKadosh Shabbat Yisrael. Val Pizei Yashleimu Shabbat Divrei Rav, Hainu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Pasal Gam B'negei La'atzmer, Shainu Rabbeinu Shabbat Mavel. Al Derech, Shulei Agilin, Al Derech HaPirish, B'loshon HaMishnah Din V'cheshben, Al Pidivrei HaMishnah Nefroim, Adam Medaiti, V'shalai Medaiti, Shalachere, Shapoisek, Adam Medaiti, Din, Shal Chaveire, Poisek Din La'atzmer, Shalai Medaiti, Kivin Shal Pidinze, Aysim Cheshu, B'negei La'matzavehu. This is a word from the Baal Shem Tov. The source is Reb Nachman of Breslov in Lekutei Maharan. I think in Lekutei Sichas Chelek Dalet, the first place it's brought. It's brought from Lekutei Maharan. That's the source. Reb Nachman of Breslov brings a Torah from Mezeda the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov said, why does it say Din and then Cheshbon? First is Cheshbon and then Din. So he explained, because it says also Nefraim and Adam Midaita V'Shalom Midaita, the exact payment consciously and unconsciously. What's Pshat? When a person comes to heaven, they show him, they print out from Google, a data, or whatever it is, lahavdul, a data sheet of his whole, of somebody's life. And they say, here, you paskin about that person's life. What do you think about that guy? And you give a psak. And then they say, ah, that's the din. Now let's make a cheshbon. And we'll see that everything you paskin about him applies to you. So first is din, and then is cheshbon. Midaitai, but it's shalai midaitai. Baal Shem Tov says, be careful who you judge. Because every single day we're given a lot of opportunities to judge people. You're never judging anybody else. You're always judging only one person, and that is yourself. I don't realize it when I'm judging you, but that's really who I'm judging. They say, you know, you point a finger on somebody, and you're pointing at that moment three fingers at yourself. So be careful who you judge, and judge them nicely, because the only one you're judging in life is yourself. Avart from the Baal Shem Tov. Says the Rebbe, when Rav says this about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Paskin lecha chavzich, because he was the Nasi in Bavel, that it's shayach also to him. Umizem move on 58. Re'ei zdei chemet. Zdei chemet. Zdei chemet. Pa'asa sodom areches aleph writes. Very interesting zdei chemet. Ubederech hazeh hoya meshur etzlam b'chol dormihu. Since Mashiach could come any day. So therefore, in different generations, in every generation, they estimated who may it be. Rabbeinu HaKadosh B'doyre. Amru v'yadu shu amuchan. He's ready. V'chenu b'chol dor v'dor tzarech lias echad mukhshir shema yisku. Perhaps there'll be zoicha. And there's a goyal yisrael who Hashem is going to choose. Al pizah kasvu gamkin talmidei harizal shebeyam of hoya harizal. The Chemet says, that's why the Talmud of the Arizal said in their time it was the Arizal. When Messiah, he finishes, V'chol zehu poshet. The Chemet says, das is a poshete zach. B'meila, according to this Chassam Sof and according to this Dei Chemet, so you have in every generation, somebody with the potential to be Mashiach. U'mizem uven, she'ikir inyon, and who is that? The Gemara says, imin chayahu, k'goyin Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who was the Rebbe of the generation? Says Mizem Uven Sheikin in Yonah Shel Beis Rabbeinu Shel Bavel Hu Aguulam Mi Bavel Alidei Anesinus Koyach Leklolus Avidosim Shel Yisrael Lasis Mi Bavel Chutz Loret Eretz Yisrael Kepiz Gam Hayadua Say Kan Chutz Loret Eretz Yisrael Sheinyan Zanas Lecholidosh Aidei Binyin Bote Knesias Ubote Medrashes Mikdash Mad Baratas Asher Boshem Umehem Nimsheches Agdusha Bechol Eretz Am. If that's the case, the function, the ultimate function of Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel is, if Rabbeinu Shebebovel is Imin Chayu Kagarin Rabbeinu HaKadosh, his main inyan is Geula, so the main avoida is to get ready for the Geula of Bavel. By giving the Jewish people a koyach to do the whole avoida in Galus, to transform Bavel, Galus, into Eretz Yisrael. How do you do that? So the first thing, the first focus of Rabbeinu Shebebovel is to build Torah and Tefillah everywhere in Chutz Lares that's possible. More shuls, more Batei Medrash, centers of the Beis HaMikdash, of Mikdash Ma'at, to bring Kedusha in every possible place, because that's the Hachana for Geula. What's Geula? Geula is the transformation of the whole world from unholiness to holiness, that godliness should be revealed there. So mainly the first thing is through building Mikdash Ma'at in every possible place, and he says also in 60. Don't think it's just a shul. Koilul gam batim pratim de bnei Yisrael. Ashay de avedosam shay Yisrael beteyre tfila ugemilus chsadim bebateim apratim nasim heim batei teyre tfila ugemach al derech ubedugmas Mikdash Ma'at. The focus of Rabbeinu Shebebovel is not only big centers, but every Jewish individual home should become Ashtikul Beis HaMikdash. By becoming a home full of Torah, full of Tefillah, and full of Gemilas Chasadim, so their own individual homes, and when they build them, what are they building? They're building a miniature Beis HaMikdash. You're not just building your own home, or renovating your own apartment, your own condominium. You're renovating your own Mikdash Ma'at. You're renovating, you're building your own miniature Beis HaMikdash by turning it into a Bayis Tefillah, and Torah, and Gemilas Chasadim. This hastens the moment when Eretz Yisrael will be spread to all the countries, meaning that the whole world will be elevated to the Madrega of Eretz Yisrael because of the Mikdash Ma'at that permeated, the Mikdash Ma'at that permeated the whole world during Galus, and then Eretz Yisrael itself is elevated to the level of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is spread over the whole Eretz Yisrael, and Yerushalayim has all the places, all the shuls, which become connected to the Beis HaMikdash. V'kivan she'ikar inyan shel Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel. Who kibbutz vasifas kol habotei knesiyus habotei medrashos shebebovel lekavam beretz Yisrael mechubal lebeis hamigdash harei uloi rak hamigdash ma'ata ikri bebovel shenasa migdash v'yoshav sham elagam mokim hamigdash gufid alasid shebo yizgal hamigdash alasid umesham yoshav liru shalayim. And since the main function of Beis Rabbeinu Shebebovel is ultimately to gather, to bring the geula and gather together all the shuls of Bavel, to bring them to Eretz Yisrael, connected to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the function of Beis Rabbeinu Shaul Bavel, to ultimately usher in the geula and bring together all the shuls to Eretz Yisrael, to become part of the Beis HaMikdash. So this bias is not only a Mikdash Ma'at in Bavel, but it becomes the center of Makam HaMikdash, the La'asid Lava, where the Beis HaMikdash gets Nizgala. All the shuls come together to become connected to the Beis HaMikdash, as we explained before, and to go back to Yerushalayim. Al pi zeh sivav. I do want to do one ha'ada here. It's an important ha'ada. When he said that Rabbeinu Nesi HaDoir is the Goyel Shebedoir, 53. In the Sichus, there's never stam avort. It's always negeya and avoidas ha'adam. How does it affect my life? Take a look in 53. Why is it so important? Because when you say these words, what does it really mean? What does it mean to us? It's not a statement. It's not a slogan. It's something very profound. L'hoyer. Shebekol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael yesh nitzutz Mashiach. There's a yisoy that every Jew, in every Jew there's a spark of Mashiach. Al pizah yesh latavach drashus chazal al aposik. Dorach koichav mi'Yakov. Shekoy al malach ha'Mashiach Yerushalmi tainas. V'koy al kol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael Yerushalmi ma'is hasheni. Sheshneim emes bepoyel kivin shebekol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael yesh nitzutz Mashiach. Re'ei ma'oir e'nayim seif parshas Pinchas. Pchinas hayechida nitzutz mepchinas hayechida kolos shenismash Mashiach ramaz lazerah chilik beis. We have a stira in Yerushalmi. If darach koichav miYakov is referring to Mashiach, if it's referring to every Jew, loyti yisoid of Reb Nachum Chernobyl and Moir Enai and Parshas Pinchas, that every Jew has a nitzutz of Mashiach, and when every Jew reveals his nitzutz from all the sparks, you have together Mashiach. So it's not a contradiction, because darach koichav miYakov is say Mashiach and say every Jew. If that's the case, what does it mean? It means every Jew has a nitzutz of Yechidah. That's the part where you're one with Hashem, and therefore you're one and you're connected to all of the Jewish people, and you're connected to the soul that embodies all of Klal Yisrael, which is the soul of Mashiach. The Rambam says the king is the heartbeat of Klal Yisrael. V'kivan sh'anasi hu akal, sh'koil el kol ha'nitzutz is the Mashiach sh'bakol echad v'echad mi'Yisrael, p'chines ha'yechidah ha'pratis, nimtze what's the pshat anasi? The pshat of anasi is that his function is to reveal the nitzutz of yechidah in every single Jew. Like we spoke before, the brain that feels every single Jew and wants to bring out his ruchnius, his relationship with Hashem, the yechidah ha'pratis. So this soul is a soul that encompasses and relates and loves and connects and wants to empower the yechidah every Jew. That's the pshat of Mashiach. When we hear the word Mashiach, how do you understand, have to understand that Mashiach is the person who teaches everybody that they're Mashiach. Mashiach is the person that when you appreciate what this person is teaching, you find the Mashiach inside of you. You find the yechidah liyachdach inside of you. You find in yourself the ability to change the world. You find within yourself the ability to be a godly person. That's the pshat, the Mashiach in you. That's the pshat, a real Mashiach by Yidden. He says, that's the vart. So it's not pshat a pistam, a pshat statement. Anasi is Mashiach ha-goyal. The vart is a Jew that is nekudas ha-atzmas, is what? Yechidah liyachdach, oneness with Hashem, and to bring out that inyan in every single Jew, the yechidah pratis of every Jew. So he represents that yechidah. He embodies it and he personifies it. This is the neshama of Mashiach, and it's reflected in every single Jew. Sivov. Al pisa yesh levayer kolanal. This is a story that happened once. It's very deep. There was one Simchas Torah, Bahakafis, right here in this room, in Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel. And the Rebbe was walking with the Sefer Torah from the front, from the Aron Kodesh, from the Rebbe's place in Mizrach, to the Ches, here in the middle, to dance around the Bimah by the Hakafis. The Seder was people would come over and kiss the Rebbe Sefer Torah. A lot of people would give the Rebbe a bracha. Some people would ask for a bracha. The Rebbe was always in a very, the Heuben atmosphere, the Heuben Shtimuga was, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah was a special Zman of Simcha and his galus. There was a Jew from Eretz Yisrael who was here for Simchas Torah, and he kissed the Rebbe Sefer Torah, and he told the Rebbe these words, the Rebbe is on his galavaran. The Rebbe should be revealed. So the Rebbe said, Amen, gamata. Amen, you too. So he was taken aback. And the Rebbe said these words, Ir hat euch was zu megalo sein. You also have what to reveal. So some people think it's just an interesting response. It's not an interesting response. It's a response to what he said. Dorach Koichav Miyakov says the Moire Naim is the Nitzitz HaMashiach in every Jew. You want me to be revealed? You need to be revealed. Du hast to ask was to Megala sein. Did you reveal yourself? Do you know who you are? Are you living with your pnimiyas? Did you reveal your true potential? Or you're living in a cage based on your fears and insecurities and traumas? Did you manage to reveal yourself? Did you bring out who you really are, or you're frightened of yourself? Are you frightened of your light? Are you frightened of your Yechidus HaBenefesh? Are you frightened of your holiness? Are you frightened of your beauty? Are you frightened of your success? Du hast euch was zu megala sein. When a Jew brings out his Yechidah, when he brings out his infinity, his spiritual power, his koiches atzumim, his koiches na'lamim, of who you are. You're an ambassador of the divine. You're an ambassador of love, of light, of hope, of elikus. You're walking nuclear divine energy. That is a simen. That is a simen that the Yechidah HaKlolis is being successful. You want me to be revealed? Look at yourself. Don't look at me. That's what the Sa'ara is saying. Look at yourself. Don't look at me. Look at yourself. There was a Jew. His name was Herbert Wiener. Herbert Wiener. Herbert Wiener passed away a few years ago. I think he was 106. He passed away in Yerushalayim. He was a Reform rabbi in New Jersey. He wrote a book called 9 1/2 Mystics. One of the chapters there is dedicated to two Yechidusin that he had with the Rebbe in Tovshin Tesvov, 1955. And he writes down a whole conversation he had with the Rebbe. It's about different mystics, different Mekubalim that he met in the world. Fascinating stories that he had with the Rebbe and other people. I once saw a letter that he wrote to the Rebbe after Yutas Kislev Abrengen. I think it was La'erech Tovshin Yud Ches or so. The Rebbe told the story, the famous story of Ayeka. You know the story. The Alter Rebbe was in prison, and a minister went in and asked him pshat in Ayeka. Hashem knew where Adam was. Why does he say, where are you? So the Alter Rebbe said, Rashi says. So he told the Alter Rebbe, he knows what Rashi says. He was a Christian educated man. He wants to know what the Alter Rebbe says. So Alter Rebbe asked him if he believes in the Nitzchius of Torah. He was a Christian. He said, yeah. So the Alter Rebbe said, Ayeka is a timeless question that Hashem asks every person. You're alive, and the Rebbe said, Alter Rebbe said an amount of years, I think it was 50-something, it was the amount of years of this person. The Hashem says, you're alive, let's say 54 years. And he asks you, Wo bist du auf der Welt? I guess he spoke in Russian. Where are you in the world? Where are you? Did you fulfill your purpose? Are you actualizing your resources? Are you pursuing your gifts? Are you fulfilling your mission? Ayeka, not geographically, existentially, where are you in the world? And he was blown away, he was very impressed, and he left the chamber of the cell. And then the Rebbe said, the Alter Rebbe said later, that it was a chesed gadol, it was a tremendous grace that this man came in. Why? The Alter Rebbe said, when he started to be zich mizboinen, in the schus that he had to have Mesiris Nefesh Mamash for Teres HaBaal Shem Tov, he was so inspired and uplifted, said Gehalten by Klois HaNefesh. He was ready to expire from the Tainug that he was Zoichet to have Mesiris Nefesh for Teres HaBaal Shem Tov in the Maggid, to sit in prison. And he was about to pass away. But this man came in, and he asked about Ayeka. So Al Rebbe said, "B'chatrach keton, as the Eibush defrekt miroich Ayeka." Hashem is asking me also, Ayeka, did you fulfill your mission? You're running to Gan Eden, Ayeka. You have your neshama in this world. So Al Rebbe says, that saved him. The Rebbe said over the whole story, Yutis Kislev. Herbert Weiner was at the Fabrengen. After the Fabrengen, he wrote the Rebbe a letter. In the letter he writes, among other things, he wants to take the chutzpah. And he wants to ask the Rebbe if the Rebbe ever asks himself, Ayeka. And if yes, he would be interested to know what's the Rebbe's answer. He was an interesting guy. He was an interesting character. The Rebbe wrote him back a whole letter about different things he wrote about. Then the Rebbe wrote him back an answer to this question. He says, regarding your question about Ayeka. Now, I'm not saying this verbatim. I saw this, I don't know, I think 20 years ago, so I don't remember verbatim, but I remember the Teuchen. The Rebbe says, of course I ask the question Ayeka. I ask it very often. Now you want to know what my answer to the question is. So I'll tell you the answer to my question. Of Ayeka, the answer is as follows. A person has to know what his mission in the world is. When a person is given the mission to be a leader and a teacher among the Jewish people, the most important aspect of his life becomes not he himself, but the person, the people he's responsible for. Because the definition of leadership is not how the leader experiences it. That's all in the leader's mind. Definition of leadership is, how are you impacting the people? What is happening to them? Where are you bringing them in their actual lives? Not what you think you're doing or what your intention is doing and so forth. He says the question of Ayeka has to always be about your primary mission in life. He says, and in my case, the question of Ayeka must always focus primarily on, where am I in terms of leadership? Am I fulfilling my mission as a teacher of the Jewish people, as a leader of the Jewish people? Am I accomplishing what God wants me to accomplish? And therefore, the only one who can answer my question of Ayeka is you. You're the only one who can answer it. That's the pshat. Du hast euch was zu megala sein. That's what the Moir Yanayim is saying. The Yechidah HaPratis is in every person. The Yechidah HaKlolis is the soul. Its tafkid is to be Megala, the Yechidah in every person. To teach every person as Dubista Mashiach. You're a little Mashiach. In other words, you can change the world. Every person in their tchum, Begufoy, Benafshe, Bemamayin, in your corner of the world. That's the whole Nekudah. A soul that calling Yonah is, it's tafkid is, to reveal that consciousness in every person, in every Jew, and in the whole world. That's the Nekudah of Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel. To reveal the consciousness of Gula, the consciousness of Einoid Molvade. Sivav. The Chevra Atoifes was Tutzich. Huh? Al pizeh yesh levayir kol hanal b'negei lebeis tabein hashem b'bovel b'dereinu zeh. V'chshin gemek zogon l'chayim. Al pizeh yesh levayir kol hanal b'negei lebeis tabein hashem b'dereinu zeh. Beis haknesses beis hamedr shal kveit kedushas meidu v'chom miyad mur nesi dereinu. Everything that has been explained till now can be applied to the Beis Rabbeinu, to the house of Rav and Bovel b'negei our generation, the house, the Rebbe says, the Beis HaKnesset, the Beis HaMedrash of Kvayt Kedushas of my father-in-law, of the Rebbe Rayatz, Kvayt Kedushas Mayri V'chamei Admur, as the Rebbe would say, the Rebbe Deshver, Nesidereinu, the Rebbe Rayatz, Nesidereinu. U'bahakten piskun Kvayt Kedushas Mayri V'chamei Admur, my father-in-law, the Rebbe Rayatz once said, Eser Golias Golsa Lubavitch. Lubavitch endured 10 exiles. Milabavich Shaboya Gilipnemis, Atari Vishnis Marabay from Shalavanabasagi is Parnasum. I detailed this Chabad Meshach Kamadiris Little Stuff, Minastov Le Petterburg, Mid Petterburg, Goslum, Huslumadina, Il Latvia, Vakach Le Poland, Vadla Golas America, Uba America Gufa Bekama Mekamus, Adla Hamokam Hakavua, the Beis Rabbeinu, Beis Aknesses, the Beis Amedrishaloi, Hamerka Shalabavich, Meshach Esther Shonim, Kufa Shlema, Harinus, Hakal Hilach Achrachitum, the Kuwait Kedushas, Mari Vichami Admur, Nesidereinu b'chayim chayusoy ba'al medein, v'gam la'achrei yistalkusoy, k'dusha loy zozom imkayma, v'adirabe b'oifin demaylin b'kodesh moysa v'hilich adbiyas ge'ol tzedek. The Rebbe Rayat said, Lubavitch began in the city of Lubavitch. Well, it began in the city of Lyozhna. But after the petita of the Alter Rebbe, as he says in 66, Chai Elul Tovkofayin Gimel, 1813, the Mittler Rebbe settled in Lubavitch. The Mittler Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe Marash, the Rebbe Rashab, the Friedrich Rebbe lived in Lubavitch till Tofresh Ayin Vav. Tofresh Ayin Vav would be 1915, Yud Zayin Cheshvan, in the middle of the First World War, because he didn't want to come under the Germans. The Rebbe Rashab escaped Lubavitch, which is Belarus, which went under German rule during the First World War, and he moved to Rostov, where he remained for the last 4 years, till Tofresh Pei. Altogether, the Rebbes of Chabad were in Lubavitch for 103 years, Tovkuf Ayin Gimel, until the beginning of Tovresh Ayin Vav, 103 years, and then it went to Rostov. Rostov, the Rebbe Rashab remained till Tovresh Pei, the Rebbe Rayatz remained there till Tovresh Pei Dalet. Tovresh Pei Dalet, he moves to Petterburg. Petterburg was changed to Leningrad because the communists, the Bolsheviks, didn't want any name associated with the Tsar. The Tsars, and Petersburg was named after Peter the Great. And in communist Russia, history was changed on a daily basis. So therefore, Petersburg became Leningrad. In fact, Tovshin Nun Aleph in 1991, I remember when there was a Hava minute to change it back from Leningrad to Petersburg, it was a simcha by the Rebbe. V'haraya, he spoke about it at the Fabrengen. It was a simcha. He says it in the Ha'ara, right? Shuli Agilian of 67. You see, 67. Mishnas Tofresh Pedal, Alache, Maisegulu, Mishnas Prozis, Oz Hetik, Meshavim, Petterburg, Lumeshava, Malachiv, Kesmuchel, Moskva. In 1924, the Rebbe Rayatz was forced to leave Petersburg, Leningrad. Rostov, and he moved to Leningrad, which used to be called Petersburg, as he says in the Star, Kefishin Nikras, Oz Leningrad. Yeah. So in Tofresh Pei Dalet, the Rebbe Rayatz moved from Rostov to Petterburg until after the liberation of Yud Beis Tammuz, and then he had to leave Petersburg, Leningrad, and he moved to Malachivka near Moscow, and then he left Russia. Isru Chagasukas Tofresh Pei Ches, 1927. He left Russia and he settled in Riga in Latvia, Ha'ara 68. So we have Lubavitch, Rostov, Petersburg, Latvia. He remains in Riga till 1934, Tofresh Tzadik Dalet, he moves to Warsaw. 2 years later, Tofresh Tzadik Vav, he moves to Otwock. He remains there till the war breaks out in Elul, September 1939. He goes back to Warsaw. He ultimately comes to Riga and he escapes through Stockholm to America, and he arrives in America March 1940, Tess Oder Sheni 1940. In America itself, he's in a few places. Grayson Hotel, Lakewood for a few months, back in the Grayson Hotel, and ultimately he settles in Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, which becomes the center for the last 10 years till Tovshin Yud, the last kufa of his life, and the Rebbe says, and it continues afterwards, Kedusha lo yizazim emkayma, mailin b'kodesh, ad b'yaz goyal tzedek. V'al derech zeh b'negei el ha-golus d'klolus b'nei Yisrael. It's not just him individually. The Jewish nation has been transferred. America. The Rebbe Rayatz's fleeing Eastern Europe was representative of what happened to the whole nation, where before the Holocaust, the primary, the center of the Jewish nation was in Eastern Europe. The result of the Churban became that Rav Minyan, the greater numbers, we're talking Tavshin and Beis, and Rav Binyan of Bnei Yisrael came to America, of course, other countries as well, but primarily in America, via Shloima. Shezo echad ha-taimim l'kach shegam nosi ader shanosi wakol chai v'nimtze ester shanam begolos America. U'misham asak ba'afatas ha-toyre v'ayadus v'afatas ha-mayonis chutzu b'chol shara ha-ratas ha-shabosho b'nei Yisrael le-tamidu v'shluchu b'kol k'tzvei tevel. That's one of the reasons that the Nasi, the Rebbe Rayatz, lived here 10 years, and from here he did his work of spreading Torah and Yiddishkeit in all other countries through Talmidim and Shluchim throughout the whole world, because he wanted to be in the center where the majority of the Jewish people were at the time. So now we bring it together. If the Shekhinah goes where the Jewish people go, so Galul Abavul Shekhinah Iman, Galul Mitzrayim Shekhinah Iman, Galul Elam Shekhinah Iman, Galul America, Rashbi says, Shekhinah Iman. How is Shekhinah Iman? In every shul, in every base medrash, in every place of Kedusha. The beautiful Me'iri at the end of Ksuvus, Kol Makom Sheyesh Beitoyde V'Yerushamayim Dinei Keretz Yisrael. But then there is the Beiknishta the Hutzel, the Beiknishta the Shav Yasub and Arda, Shenasa Mikdash V'Yashav Sham, the place that's completely dedicated to the Gilui of Einoid Malvadoi, to the Gilui of Yechidel Yachdach, to the Gilui of Avos Yisrael, to the Gilui of Bittel Hayesh, to the Gilui of Kedusha, that every Jew is connected to Hashem be'etzem yisrov kuchabricha kulachat. This becomes the place where Kedusha is felt and accentuated within America and spread to the whole world. Of course, first the Bate Knesiyos and Bate Midrashos in the whole world. V'yeshleimer hasbara b'zeh. It's not stam, bovel, mitzrayim, America. There's a hesbara in it. L'fisha b'deir, zeh deir achan shal galuz v'deir adishan shal agul. Do I have to translate? Okay. The explanation, very briefly, is that in this generation, we can't afford to procrastinate. This generation has to finish the work of Golus to transform the whole world into a place of godliness. Even the lowest places, which is represented by the hemisphere, known as Chatzi Kadir Atachten, the half of the ball, the lower half of the ball, the Alter Rebbe said, the place where Matan Torah was not. The Alter Rebbe once said in America is Nishgiven Matan Torah. Matan Torah was in Chatzi Kadir HaElyon, in the higher hemisphere, so to speak. So the Klal Yisrael came here. And when you're Megal, with all the challenges, the famous expression of the Rebbe Rayatz when he came, America is Nisht Andish. It wasn't so simple to be able to know that wherever a person is, he or she could reveal the Yechida, the Kedusha, the light of the Beis HaMikdash. And this becomes the main function of the Beis Rabbeinu and Chatzi Kadir HaTachta, to spread light to the whole world, that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael should extend to the whole world. Yerushalayim should extend to the whole Eretz Yisrael, because Yerushalayim becomes the place where all the shuls and all the Batei Midrash of the whole world become connected in Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, like we learned before from the Marsha. Ir Shechubra La Yachtov by the Geula. And especially that the Nasi of Teres Achsidus, his main function, purpose is Yafutzah Manasech Chutzah, which as Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov, that's the key to revolutionize the world with the consciousness of Hashem and affect the time of Mala Ha'aretz Deyash Hashem, which is the whole Nekudah of Chassidus. Al Pizem Muvan Goy Deleilu De Beis Rabbeinu Mikdash Ma'at Ha'ikri Begolus Ha'achrin Shanas Ha'mikdash V'yashav Sham V'lechein Ha'rei U'makim Ha'mikdash Gufi De La'asid V'loyoid El Ha'shavoy Yizgal La'mikdash Ha'asid U'misham Yashav Lidur Shalayim Kanal Siv Dalet. This explains even more the greatness of the Mikdash Ma'at of Beis Rabbeinu Shebebavel Nasa Mikdash V'yashav Sham, which becomes the place of the Beis HaMikdash because it becomes connected to the Beis HaMikdash, as the Marsha says, and it gets revealed here and then goes to Yerushalayim. This all gives a new hasbara to those words I said before, Medavisen, Favimishtait, Unfavememishtait. V'yesh lo'isif, she'inyin zemirum ezgam b'shmoishel Beis Rabbeinu shebedeireinu. Rebbe Nachem, again. The Olam Zitznach. The lights are glaring. V'yash lahaisiv she'inyin zemirum is gam b'shmoishel Beis Rabbeinu shebedeireinu. This inyin is also hinted in the name of this home, the home of Rabbeinu shebedeireinu, Rabbeinu Beis Shmoishel Reimzim Alagula. The two names of the Rebbe, as the Rebbe said, the Rebbe, the Shved, the Rebbe, the Yatz, represent Gula, Shmoy Harishin, Yosef, Al Shem, Bayemahu, Yosef, Hashem, Shein, Nisya, the Likness of Sheirame, Asher Yishan, Me Ashur, Mitzrayim, Me'i, Ayam, Ve'osef, Nitchi, Sol, Mefutzes, Yudhi, Kabetz, Marba, Kanfis, Haaretz, Pasuk, in Yeshaya. Hashem will increase and gather all the Jewish people and bring them together. Ushmoy Hasheni Yitzchak Al Shem Atzchoyik Vasim Kushak Shlemusim Begula Mitzvah Shlema Aide Mishayat Zechenik Mishayat Kasim Oz Yimali Tzchoyik Pinu Oz Daike La Osid Lovik Shem Rili Yitzchak Yata Avinu. The Gemara says in Brachas, then when Mashiach comes, our mouths will be filled with Yitzchak, with laughter. Oz La Osid Lovay. And that's why it says, by Yitzchak, we're going to, the Gemara says in Shabbos Peites, they're going to tell Yitzchak, you are our father. So Yosef and Yitzchak are two names that are very deeply connected with Gula. Ubeis Rabbeinu, that's the name and the house. Mispare Sheva Meis V'Shivim. The number is 770. Now here one can wonder, it just seems like a random number. So he says in 85, Lahayir, Man Hagos Gdoli Yisrael Shalamdu Remazim Vairaz Bavaydas Hashem Gamme Nyone Choyel Kayotzebaza. Kamei Mispar HaKaren, Berakeves Hamasa, Berakeves Hamasa, Shawinian Are, Balachas Kamen Vakam Menegei Labayas Kavua, Frad Benidin Dedan Sham Mispar Nasa Shmoishel Labayas Kibifnim. There was the behavior of Gdoli Yisrael. The Rebbe once said this about the Munkar Cherav, the Minchas Elazar, and other of the Galician and Polish and Hungarian Tzadikim, that they used to find hayras even from a number on a train. So that's a temporary thing. So certainly everything is a lesson. You can learn a lesson from a number of a home, especially if that becomes its name. The name became 770. He says in 86, B'loshan HaKodesh Shvameyez V'Shivim, B'Yiddish Zibin Zibitzik, B'loshan HaMedina Anglis 770. Shemisper Zehu HaGematria Deferatzta. Faratzta is Fei Reish Tzadik Sof. His Sof is 400. Reish is 200. That's 690 and 80. So 690 plus 80 is 770. Faratzta. Al Shem Ufaratzta Yama Vakedma Tzafayin of Enegba. Shem tells Yaakov next week's Parsha, Ufaratzta, you'll spread out with strength in all directions. It represents the function of 770 is what? The whole world to be illuminated. And not just to be illuminated, but breaking down boundaries. Nikvayim be'eretz Yisrael. Begula mitzvah vashlema de Mashiach tzidkenu alav nemar. Paratz talecha peretz. V'dorshu chazal ze Mashiach shenemar. Allah ha-poyretz lifneihem.
Not just to spread, but to break down the boundaries between people, the boundaries between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, the boundaries that keep a world dark and concealed, that the whole world should be elevated to Kedusha and godliness, to prepare the Eretz Yisrael to be spread to all the lands, including by all the shuls of the whole world, which become the Mikdash Ma'at and then become connected in there to the Beis HaMikdash, transporting themselves to Eretz Yisrael in the Geula, which comes through Mashiach, Paratz Dalecha Paratz. Chazal say in the Medrash, as he says in 90, Agadah Bereishis, that it's Mashiach about whom it says, Allah HaPoyretz, he will break down the boundaries and the walls of Galus. Allah HaPoyretz Lifneim. 88, V'yashloimar Shazel Inyam Pritzas Geder de Beis HaMikdash. Al Derech Ubedugmas, Pritzas gathered Yerushalayim, Kulak Meshakasu, Prazas Teish of Yerushalayim, Ubiyachadim Zani Eyalachayim Asesh. Yerushalayim has walls, but Yerushalayim will be open, Prazas. In other words, there'll be Ufaratzta in Yerushalayim. The wall will be Hashem's fire. So he says the Beis HaMikdash, there'll also be a Shtikal Pritza, in the sense that all the shuls will become connected to the Beis HaMikdash, like we learned before from the Gemara in Megillah Dav Chavtes and the Marsha. 92, Ulahayir Shabes Mashiach, Begematria Faratzta, as we're explaining, Mashiach is Poiritz, 770, Vidoik. V'yesh l'kasher beizo inyonim. You could connect both things. What are the both things? Harem is betoichen amisper sheva meiz v'shivim beis Rabbeinu. Im shmoy harishin sh'Rabbeinu amirum is v'pasak Yosef Hashem shtein nisyodai. The number that we explained, Faratzta, the house, and the name Yosef are also connected. Hamisper Sheva Meiz V'Shivim Moira Al Hashleimus the Misper Sheva. The number 770 represents seven in perfection. Why? Sheva Kefisha Kol Echad Kolul Me'Eser Misper Hashalom. Seven, but the way each one of the seven encompasses 10, which makes it 70. V'Yisaidim Ezeh Kefisha Kol Echad Kolul Me'Eser Pamim Eser. We know that there are 10 spheres. Each one, in its perfection, encompasses all 10. Chesed shebechachma, gvura shebechachma, tiferet shebechachma, etc. Which makes it 100. Va'ad l'tziruv shneim yachad, sheva meyes v'shivim. And you have both together, 700 plus 70. So it's 7 in its ultimate. 7 the way it encompasses all 10. So you have chachma shebechesed, bina shebechesed, da shebechesed, chesed shebechesed, gvura shebechesed. So that's 7. And each one encompasses 10, so it's 10 times 7 is 70. And then you have something even deeper, which is 700, each one of the 10 encompasses 10. Which means 10 times 10 is 100. So you have 7 the way each one encompasses 10, and the way each one of the 10 encompasses 10. And together you have 770. What's the meaning of this? What's the relevance? So if we say everything is a remes, and the Rebbe felt that the house that his Rebbe, the Friedeke Rebbe, settled in, and it became the name of 770. For the Rebbe, it meant the world that the Rebbe's Rebbe, based Rabbeinu Sheva Bavel, has this number. Well, Shem Tov says, everything is a lesson in Avodas Hashem, certainly the home that his Rebbe lived in for 10 years, and it became the center of Chassidus, the center of Lubavitch, the center of Hafatzas HaTorah. So what could be the meaning of this, if it's a lesson? What's the meaning? That somehow the work is connected to 7, in a way that the 7 becomes 70 and 700. So va'inyan baza misper sheva kosher metzias ha'olam shenivre b'shivas yamim shivas yimei abinyan sheva midas the kosher gamim bidur ha'olam adei avodasim shel yisrael shenachlokim l'zayin sugim zayin madreges b'avodas Hashem sheva midas shivas knei ha'menorah. The world was created Sunday through Shabbos in 7 days. It's called shivas yimei abinyan. The famous Rashba shalsa shuvas ha'Rashba peiris chelik aleph sif tzimentes. Shivas Yemei HaBinyan, it's the world. The Jewish people are also divided in 7. 7 branches of the menorah. Aaron kindles every type of Jew from Chesed through Malchus. And the Jew, 7 types of Jews, elevate the 7 days of creation. There are Sunday Jews. You all know there are people here Sunday, they're alive.
Monday, they're Shchiv Meira. The people Tuesday, they come alive. There's people only Friday. Till Friday, they hibernate. And there's people Shabbos, you see them. Yeah? So this is Al Derech HaTzachos. But every soul has its kol yom v'yom avid avidita. The world is divided in seven, and the Jewish people are divided in seven. Val Pisa, Hashleimus de Mispar Sheva, Shva Meyes v'shivim, Meidal Shleimus avidosum she Yisrael bebiru de Eilam, Aydei ma'aseinu avidaseinu kolzman meshach ha-golus, Shaz nigolim in ha-golus, v'choyizdim u'boyim l'aretz Yisrael. So seven in its ultimate, the way seven encompasses 10, which is 70. And each one of the 10 encompasses 10, which makes it 700, represents the perfection of the Avodah of all the seven types of Jews in all the 7 days of the world, transforming through the Avodah in Galus every aspect of the world through every Jew, when we get redeemed from Galus and go back to Eretz Yisrael. So 770 represents the Jewish function to change the world. And this is indicated in that pasuk, which connects Yosef to Gula. What does the pasuk say? Seven countries. Count. Asher, Mitzrayim, Pastors, Kush, Elam, Shinar, Umei Chemas. Umeis Gulasim Shekol Bnei Yisrael, Mishiva Saharatzos. Umeisiv Vekasuv Umei Iye Hayam. What are Iye Hayam? Shekoi Al Chatzi Kader Atacht in America. Asher Balias, all the other seven are Europe. And then Iye Hayam is over the Atlantic Ocean, beyond the Pacific and the Atlantic. Chatzi kader atachten, asher balias atachten biyoser, misalim b'meil shara aratzus shemal ma'ilam imenu, kol shivas aratzus kolos oilam. When you pick up the lowest, all the countries get elevated, like he brought before in 77 from Torah Ur, the Alter Rebbe Parshas Bereishis, the Moshel Haliva. When you want to pick up a building, you can't do it from the middle of the building, you got to go all the way to the bottom, and then the whole building, even the highest story, gets uplifted. The Rebbe Rayatz lived for 70 years. In other words, the story, his avoid of his life, was 10 units of 10. Sheva Asiriyos, Tafresh Mem, 1880 till Tafshin Yud, 1950, when there was the Histalkus Yutshvat. Va'ad l'gmaru shleimus avoidose ba'osir hashvi, and the end of his avoid in America was in the last unit of his life, the Aser Hashvi, the seventh unit, meaning from 60 to 70. In 770. And he says in 96, and don't think it didn't include 700, because Ben Meya Keilu Meiz V'Avar Avotel Min Oilam, the Mishnah says, when you're 100, you're like over bottle. So what's Pshat? Pshat is that when you're 100, you go beyond Oilam, Miloshin Helam, Avaru Batal Mina Oilam, there's the bittle of the Helam. That's what Meyashan is. That's what concealment is. So the 10, when it encompasses 10, which is 100, in this case 700, it represents the bittle of the Helam. Koilul Gam Hemshech Havayda B'Shan Mishalach Rezayde Deir Hashvi, Kol Hashvi in Chavivin, and the Avayda continues in the seventh generation, Vaita seven, the seventh which are beloved, Ashaydeiz Ashleim, Nasus Ashleim is the Masenu of the Sein Kolzman Meshech HaGolus, Bechol Shiva Saratus Sheba Oilam. I guess it also includes the seven continents. V'teke fumiyad Yosef Avayashen Yisyodiv Asaf Nitchi Yisrael, Ashaydeiz Ashaparatzta, Begmat Yosheva Meiz V'Shiv Malach HaPeretz, Allah HaPeretz Lifneiha. Ches. Okay, we have one more seif, we'll finish. Ubechol. I'm almost done. Ubechol ze. Ubechol ze netoisav adgashi yaseh lebit kufa achireina. All this is more emphasized in the last era. Havoyd da fatas atayde vayadas vamayonas chutzim beis rabenu 770 lechas unum sheches biyeses seis or biyeses gamla achre eses shana machre ze bchaim chiyuse baal medein yoisim er boyim shana tavshin yud tavshin nun ba'oyf in the nasan hashem lechem leiv ladas enayim lidiz vaznayim lishmayam v'nim tusha beis rabenu hu bebchines talpiyos tel shakol piyos poinim ba yoisim yoivol shanim tavshin nun adoylam. The avodah that the Rebbe Rayatz began spreading Torah and Yiddishkeit from Beis Rabbeinu continued after the Ptira, after the 10 years, Tovshin Yud. He says for more than 40 years, Tovshin Nun Beis, this is 1991. So from Tovshin Yud to Tovshin Nun, 1990 is 40 years. Moshe Rabbeinu says after 40 years, you finally get a pair of eyes and a pair of ears and a heart to feel, a Nayim Lirois, Oznayim Lishmoya, and Lev Lodas. So he says, the Beis Rabbeinu 770, more than a yovel years from Tovshin through Tovshin Nun, which is called Olam, is a center of Kedusha and Torah, of Harvatzas HaTorah and Harvatzas HaTorah and Mayonis. You see practically, this is emphasized even more when you see more and more the Jews that come physically and spiritually to Beis Rabbeinu b'Roivam Hadras Melech, Koilel, Gam Man Malki Rabbonon b'Frat Nesi Ador. They come to beautify the king, Melech, Malchem Lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the more Jews that come to a shul, the more beautiful it is, and it also includes what the Gemara says, which Melech, Man Malki Rabbonon, the Gemara tells us in Gittin. A Jew who learns Torah and becomes one with Torah, so he becomes one with Torah, so he's the Geder of the Melech, Man Malki Rabbonon, because of his achdus with Torah, with Hashem, especially the Melech Hador, V'naset Tzorech V'hechrich L'hagdil L'harchiv Eid Yosef, as Beis Rabbeinu. To the point that so many Jews come, there became the need to expand, to make bigger and expand even more as Beis Rabbeinu, the house of Rabbeinu, v'ad l'hagdol v'archava sheboi fundu faratz pritzas geder, paratz the begamatria 770, k'moy binyan bayis chadash, and not just a small renovation, it needs such an expansion that will actually break down the parameters of Paratzta 770, almost like building a new building. That's how much expansion it needs. Sometimes you just need a little more room, but sometimes you need mamish, like a new home. That's how much room you need. And he says in 103, it was already expanded a few times in earlier years. It was expanded. But that's why he says, because it was already expanded. To the point that there was a cornerstone place. When do you place a cornerstone on Evan Apinna? When you're building a new building. Because it wasn't just like adding a renovation, just adding a little bit. The point was, it should be mamash like a new building. That's how much the expansiveness should be. And the publishers, we have a Shuli Agilian that's signed by the Hamoitziyam La'ar, those who published it, who give us a little bit of history. Be'erev Chai Elo Shnas Tavshin Memches. Nercha nochas even pinna lagdolas varchavas beis haknesses beis hamedrash de lubavitch b'maimit kvi kedushas ad mershlita sheiniach even pinna beyadei hakadosh beyadav hakadoshes urei hasichas shenemra b'maimit ze urei gam sichas lela shenera b'tovshin mem tes. The day before Chai Elul Tovshin Mem Ches, summer 1988, there was a breaking of the ground and the laying of a cornerstone to expand the shul and the Beis Medrash of Lubavitch, Rebbe Lubavitch, in the presence of the Rebbe, who picked up the stone and placed it with his hands at the Anachas Evan Apinna, and also spoke at the time, and he gives the Maram Mekoymus of the Sikh, and a later Sikh at Tovshin Mem Tes, where the Rebbe continued that theme. I don't know if you know, but I had the schus of being here then, and the way it came about, that year the Rebbe was in his house, because for a full year after the passing of Rebbe Tzinchaya Mushke, the Rebbe stayed home a whole year, and besides Shabbos, when he would come here for Shabbos, for davening and for the Fabrengen. But also, I think the first month, the Rebbe stayed home even on Shabbos, besides Shabbos Mavarchim. So everything was in the Rebbe's house, including dollars. And I think that day in the morning, David Shace, Olivar Shalom, was a famous philanthropist and big friend and supporter of Chabad, Shiva in Morristown and Hartford and many other places. And he went over to the Rebbe by the steps going up, and he told the Rebbe that they're doing today the Hanocha 7 Apinna for the expansion of 770, and he asked the Rebbe if he would come specially to 770, to the Hanocha 7 Apinna. And the Rebbe responded to him and said that by Jews we always make deals. So he'll make a deal with him. And the deal is that the Rebbe will come to the Hanocha 7 Apinna, but that David Chase has to give a speech in Mameloshen. He has to give a speech in Yiddish. And if he commits to give a speech in Yiddish, the Rebbe will come to the Nachas Evan Apinna. So he committed, and the Rebbe said,
The Rebbe said he'll be there, he'll see him there. And at the end, the Rebbe, I think, if I remember correctly, the Rebbe said, remember the deal. Remember the Mamaloshin speech. The Rebbe came, I think it was around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, if I'm not mistaken. It's quite a few years ago. This is 1988. The Rebbe came and there was outside set up a bima and a shtender. The Rebbe spoke a whole sikh about Hanachas Evin Apina. The Rebbe asked that the Rashag, Zichrono Levracha, his brother-in-law, should say a few words, I think. And then was David Chase's turn. David Chase gave a speech in English. He spoke about Auschwitz, about the children in Auschwitz. At the end, he looks at the Rebbe and he said, I made a deal with the Rebbe that I'm going to speak in Mamaloshin. The problem is, I forgot Mamaloshin. He grew up in Poland. A Yiddish Engel from Poland, but he forgot it. He was an American wealthy Jew, a businessman, and he forgot Yiddish. So he said, I forgot the language, but I promise that next time around, I'll make sure to learn some of the language so I could give a speech in Mamaloshin. But I do want to say this line in Yiddish. And he finished his speech with this line. And he said, Rebbe, ich hab dich lieb, sehr, sehr. Rebbe, I love you very, very much. That was the end of his speech. Rebbe gave a very big smile and then did the Hanachas Evin Apinna and distributed dollars for tzedakah. So this is the background behind this footnote here about the Hanachas Evin Apinna for the expansion of 770 in the summer, Erev Chayel Otav Shem Memches. He says in 102, expand the shul. 102, lechazik esabinyan ulahagbiyoy shenemer uleroimim is beis alakenu. Rambam beis abchira benegela beis hamigdash. Val derech ze benegela beis haknesses beis hamedrash re'ei Rambam hilchis tefillah. In that sense, a shul is similar to the beis hamigdash, that there's a mitzvah to beautify and strengthen and lift up the structure of the Beis Hamikdash and of every shul. Valpi Amr Leel Aderech Goydel Ha'ili the Beis Rabbeinu Shebabava. Shano Samikdash V'yasher Shambu Makam Hamikdash Gufi De La'asid. V'atshe Ba'yizgal Hamikdash Asid U'Misham Yangzal Yerushalayim. Muvan Goydel Haschus. The Kolechad Vechad Mi'isol Ishtatev B'Gufi B'Mamayne V'Chalamar Bereze Meshubach V'Bnias Beis Rabbeinu Shebabava Kachana Li'iridiz V'yizgal Hamikdash Asid Tekev Ha'miyad Mamesh. After everything we explained about the Gevaldike Maila of Mikdash Ma'at in Bavel, and the Gevaldike Maila of Beis Rabbeinu Sheba Bavel, where in Shaf V'Yosef, Bin Hardah, the Beis HaMikdash relocates and settles in Bavel. And the Marshohu says, it's not just the Mikdash Ma'at, but it's the place of the Beis HaMikdash itself, because every shul becomes connected to the Beis HaMikdash. And we explained that it's the place where the Beis HaMikdash gets revealed first, and from there it returns to Yerushalayim. Based on all this, one can appreciate the great merit of a Jew to participate in his body and in his, with his money, with his assets, the more the merrier in building and constructing the house of Rav and Bavel as a preparation, because it's not just every shul, every Beis Knesset, but especially such a Mikdash Ma'at with all the qualities, it's a preparation for the descending and the revelation of the future Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, immediately mamash, as he says in 105, al derech ubedugmas beis hamikdash shakol chayav livnes v'lasayed matzud mamayna. It's a mikdash ma'at, so it has a similarity to the beis hamikdash that it's a schus for everybody to have a part. V'azman grama, the time is ripe. B'shnas ha-tzadik, the year of tzadik, the year of 90. K'mudgish b'tehillim mizmer tzadik hashayach l'shon azu, according to the minig of the Baal Shem Tov, to say the tehillim connected to your age in 107. So the capital of Tzadik Haschalosoy is Hashem Ma'in Ata Yislona B'dor V'dor. Hashem, you have been a home for us in every generation. We learned before from the Gemara. What does the Gemara say in Megillah Dav Chavtes about this pasuk? Shegoi Gamal Batik Nesis Ubatim Medrashas. Rava said the Ma'in that you are in every generation is the shuls and the Batim Medrash, which are the home where Hashem dwells. The end of the capital is Yinoyam Hashem Alekenu Aleinu Umasa Yadenu Kainaneu Shekoya Lashras Hashchina B'Mishkan U Mikdash. V'hi Ratzin, may it be the will of Hashem, Sha'id Lifnei Hagdolas V'Archavas Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel. Thank God for these words. Before the building and the expansion of Beis Rabbeinu Shebabavel, before it, Yizgala V'Yedid Min Hashamayim Mikdash Ha'asit, should be revealed and come down from heaven, the future Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Adne Kainanu Yadecha, the Beis HaMikdash that Hashem builds,
like he brings in 1:10 again from Rashi and Tosfos and Masechta Sukkim and Malach, Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi veHamishulish, the third one and the one that encompasses all three, Shekoilel Gama Mishkan uBayis Rishon uBayis Sheni, because it includes also the first two and the Mishkan. Sheyizgalat Chilu Beis Rabbeinu Shebavol. It will be revealed, the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash will be revealed in Beis Rabbeinu Shebavol. Shegam Hu Bayis Hamishulish. Shegam Hu Bayis Mishulish. It's also a home that is encompasses three dimensions. Beis HaKnesses, Tfila, place of davening. Beis HaMedrash, a place of Torah. Beis Maisim Tovim, a place of good deeds. Gemilas Chasadim, kindness and charity and giving. Avos Yisrael, or Mishamen, from there, Yachzor LeYerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, of Mikdash Ad Nekainenu, will return to Yerushalayim. Beyachad, Kol Batei Knesiyas, Batei Medrashas, Shebechol HaOlam, together with all the shuls and all the places of learning Torah in the whole world, Sheyikavu Be'eretz Yisrael will be Yerushalayim Mechubal Mikdash, which all the shuls and Batei Midrash will become established in Eretz Yisrael and in Yerushalayim, connected, linked to the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash is going to encompass not only the Beis HaMikdash, but every shul and every Beis Medrash is part of the territory of the new Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara taught us. Together with all Jews of the entire world, in Yeshaya Hanavi, Vaviyosim al Harkotchi, Vesimachtim Beis Tfilosi, Ki Vesi Beis Tfila, Yikare Lechol HaAmim. All Jews will come to this Tfila. Beisi Beis Tfila, Yikare Lechol, as we explained before, what does the Marsha say? That the Beis HaMikdash is made up from the shuls that were in all the nations. Beis HaAmim and all the nations of the world. That's what makes up the Beis HaMikdash. And in 1:12 he says one more thing. Al peep shot, Yikari Lechol HaAmim, Rashi says over there, doesn't mean the Marsha teaches the shul, the Beis HaMikdash is coming from shuls that were in all the countries of the Goyim. But the literal taich is that the Beis HaMikdash is going to become a center, not only for Jews, Rashi says clearly, not only for Jews, but l'chol ha'amen. For every person in the world, the Beis HaMikdash is going to become a place of inspiration, a place of empowerment, a place of enlightenment. And we know that the Beis HaMikdash is nos ha'mikdash v'yashav sham, a mirror of it is in the Mikdash Mat. So he says, in Galus, we also have Me'ein, this Nekuda, that the function of Beis Rabbeinu Shebavol is not only a place where inspiration must go to every Jew, but a place where ultimately inspiration ought to go, L'chol HaAmim, because the Rambam tells us that we're responsible to spread and teach the Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nei Noyach. And the Pasuk says in Yeshaya HaNavi, Nachon yiyah har beis Hashem b'reish harim v'nisu migvoyes v'naru elav kol agoyim v'holchu amim rabim v'amru l'chu v'nalu el har Hashem el beis elakei yankov v'yareinu midracha v'nelcha b'rechosav ki mitziyon teitzei Torah u'dvar Hashem Yerushalayim Torah chadosha me'iti teitzei tekef u'miyad mamish.
This class is brought to you by the yeshiva.net. Please help us continue the classes. Make even a small contribution at www.theyeshiva.net/donate.